What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
I'm not drinking for one. You have to say, I'm Ray, and then I can say, I'm something. See? If you go, this is Ray, then I go, then I'm fucked.
Ray.
Well, anyway, welcome to an already fucks episode. We have, I think we're, are we recording this for YouTube for the officially first time?
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying.
We're trying.
So we'll see what happens with that. We don't have any overlays. Nobody wants to do the editing, but it will be there. And then we'll see what we can do with it.
I know, right? That fucking intro is going to... We're going to put that on YouTube. We're going to get sued as fuck. We're going to have Valve, Nintendo, fucking Sony.
Oh, I know. Asses.
All right. So before we get started, thank you to some Twitch subs, Immortal Stark, Superb, and Nintendo Nerd.
Thanks, guys. Also, new t-shirt. Not just the last ones, the Bioshock ones. Now we have Mortal Kombat. I think it came out pretty well. We're putting it up there right now.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, can you? Do we have the black one up there too, Bobby? I was wondering how that was going to look on a shirt.
What are you talking about?
The black, where it says DLG.
You're talking about the Bioshock?
No. There's a Mortal Kombat in black. I guess you didn't get that one.
No, I didn't get that one.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Anyway, I think this one looks good, though. Sweet. I mean, it's got the colors. To see it just in black, I think it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah,
I'd have to see it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, pretty dope. Mm-hmm. So check that out.
Yep. You can get one of those through .net. You can get to all that.
Yeah. Or through doing it through Patreon if you want to do that as well. Yeah. Let's jump into this show.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Let's do it. Man, we're getting right to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully no earthquakes during this episode.
I know, right?
we made it a whole day without one, so we're on a
imagine just, on a roll. Just keep growing and growing and just like
it's been a while, man, since it's even been a thing.
I know.
People, you know, some listeners reached out to me and it was interesting that like I think they feel like it's a big thing, like kind of like hurricanes are on the East Coast or whatever.
I know.
It's nothing like that.
It's not.
All our buildings are built to withstand all that shit, you know, up until like a 9 or something like that. That's when things start to crumble. So generally, it's just kind of weird and fun for like 2 minutes.
The earthquake wasn't here. It was kind of far away.
Yeah.
And we felt the aftershocks. And for me, being in a very tall building, like I felt the whole place wobble. What set me off, I could kind of feel the building shake a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but dude, you're like on the 50th floor.
Yeah, I'm way up there. But my doors were creaking, like my doors were swinging back and forth, and that's what really tipped me off. But it's happened before where we've had small aftershocks, and I ask people, do you feel that? And nobody even notices it, but if you're in a tall building. But a lot of times these tall buildings, especially the newer ones, are the safest place you could be in an earthquake. Like the Space Needle in Seattle.
Yeah.
I remember visiting there and it's like, they were saying, oh, this is like probably the safest place you could be in an earthquake in like hundreds of miles. Wow. Like this is built to withstand like something crazy.
Mm. Yeah. Like nothing will fall on you. And then they have like these crazy, like hydraulic system on the bottom too. Like
they're meant to bend and shake and roll. So
like they have, like I've seen some like little things.
Yeah, I always remember that big one around Easter, around 2010. Emilio and I were playing Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
And everybody on the server, because it was like a Southern California server most likely that we were on, but everybody on there on voice comms was reacting to it.
Yeah.
No,
it was
crazy.
And it's funny, I remember that people thought, like, people that weren't around us thought that it was something in the game. Like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because we were, like, reacting. Same thing happened to Shroud on this one. Shroud was streaming during this, but he was in the menus, and him and his team were like, yeah, they're like, whoa. So I think they're all in Southern California, too.
Hmm. Yeah, they are. He's in L.A. now.
Gotcha.
But yeah, but that one, I was upstairs, and my brother and I were watching this video, just some stupid meme video back in, you know, like, they were different before from what they are now. We're cracking the fuck up, and it starts shaking, and we're just like, the fuck? But we're just like, whatever, it'll stop right now.
It just kept going.
We're like, holy shit. And then, like, but we're still laughing. We're like, should we leave? Oh, it was the dude just, like, grinding on some girl just really hard. Like, I don't know.
So, oh, during the meme?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And we're just, and then my mom runs up. So she's like, get the fuck out of the house. And we're like, dude, it's going to end right now. And then it's just, like, 30 seconds past. We're like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, this is like, it started getting crazy. And then the moment we just get downstairs, like, oh, it stopped.
Right around 15 seconds on this one. I was like, okay, maybe I should get up from my chair. Maybe something's going on here. Because that, you know, that's when you get in trouble is the aftershocks and it can get bigger. I guess it's, if we're talking about earthquakes, I'll talk about, I was in the Bay Area during 89. And that was the biggest one in recent history. Mm-hmm. It is surreal when I think about it, man. Like, is it really how that went down? But it really is. It was the opening pitch of like game two of the World Series back when there was nothing else to watch on TV. So me and my dad were watching it and he threw the opening pitch and then he stumbled and fell because San Francisco had been hit. And so I was like, whoa, he got, what's going on? And you can see that the TV monitors are moving, I mean the cameras, and you're like, oh shit, they're having an earthquake. And then San Francisco is a 45-minute drive from us, so it's like it took maybe like 5-6 seconds for it to hit us. Mm-hmm. And then that was fucking big. That was scary, man.
That was a bad dude. If you watch the footage of that, it's crazy.
So they got hit with like an 8.1. So the Richter scale works. Every point is 10 times stronger than the previous. So 8 is 10 times stronger than 7 and so on and so on. Yeah. So they got hit with an 8.1. By the time it hit us, it was like a 7.4. Yeah.
And the epicenter was like right there, so too.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was huge. And I went outside and the fucking streets are rolling. Like ripples are going through the street.
And, it is a bizarre thing to see a big earthquake, man. It's like it shakes you to your core almost because you're just like nothing is safe.
Yeah. Some things fell off the shelf. My mom had a heart attack and that was pretty much it. Like nothing really happened. But it was an event.
Yeah. It's living in California.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I like how we were going to get right into it, and then we just took this earthquake detour.
Now I kind of want an earthquake to happen right now.
Yeah. Remember that time where we were live streaming?
Well, guys, ride the wave.
There's a, not to keep this going, but there's
keep
a...
Keep it going.
There was a sketch comedy show that no one probably remembers. It was called The Whitest Kids You Know. And one of the, you remember that?
Yeah, okay. I love that show.
It was funny. So one of the sketches they had was an earthquake that just was lasting weeks. So the bit was that everybody's just going about their daily lives with just everything shaking. Like this guy gets up, he makes breakfast, he's pouring cereal, it's going everywhere. He sits down and watches a TV, and then you see the announcement that the earthquake's still going. It's just, it was a funny bit.
That's a funny bit. All right, one more earthquake story. So we, the same one, Bobby, the same one that you're talking about when we were playing TF2. Mm-hmm. The day before, me and my friends had gone to Mexico, and I was there with a white friend, had never been down there. So we were coming back from wherever it was, and we see these like little shanty houses, right? Mm-hmm. Up on the, like on the rocks and ridges. And he goes, what's keeping those up? And I said, hopes, dreams, you know, right? The very next day, it was Baja that got hit on that one that we're talking about. Mm. So all of them died, dude. Like a lot of people died. And I felt like a fucking dickhead for making fun of them the day before.
Well, there go your hopes and dreams.
There they all go. All right, so let's talk about On the Radar, games that have come to our attention this week. There were some good ones suggested in the Discord server this week, one of them by Sniper. This one is called Builders of Egypt. And this is, let's see, the description is, Builders of Egypt is a city-building economic strategy taking place in the Nile Valley. Immerse yourself in a world full of pyramids where you become a part of the ancient world. Create history, be history. So it's a city builder, but in ancient Egypt. Totally so, down.
Where are the UFOs? Because that's how this was built, right? Oh,
yeah. Boom.
Well, not accurate.
Fuck this game. Next.
Yeah.
No, that looks cool. Actually, one of the first games I ever built, ever played on my PC was some like Egypt game. And I was like,
mm-hmm. I think he mentioned that in Discord.
That was the only one I ever played. I just don't know what game it was. I don't remember.
Let me look that up because he mentioned that and I had never played it. So I almost prefer that going into a game. That's how Stardew Valley was. I never played Harvest Moon.
Oh, I didn't. So I didn't post it on Discord. I don't think I did.
No, Sniper did.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know. City builder games, I love those. Ancient Egypt, I love that setting. Like, totally down for this.
It's graphics really pretty.
Look decent. Yeah. They don't look outstanding, but they look good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, whenever I think about, you know, like city builders or whatever, I remember, I think it might have been like an Age of Empires type, but no, it wasn't. No, because Age of
Empires. Oh, Pharaoh. It was from an article on PC Gamer, but Pharaoh was the game.
That might have been it.
an older one? I don't know. Let me see.
This is old, old. Like, damn, I don't know. Like, I was probably 12 or 13, dude. So this was 2000. Hey, Farrell. Ooh, that looks very, very, very.
Yeah, this
that might be it.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks pretty good.
That's so cool. Bobby,
this reminds me. I'm sure there's more than one guy, but there's a guy that kind of does what you do. Like, well, he tries to get old games that don't run on anything to run and then like reviews them. Seems like a thing you would do.
Yeah, I think that was my game.
Yeah. Now, speaking of games not running, man, Clive Barker's Jericho crashed on me. I saved right after the checkpoint before I got to the crash, so I'm going to try it again, but I'm hoping that it's not game-breaking. But I'm about 75% of the way through the game. So
might as well be beat. Mm-hmm.
This game has boss fights, though, which you just don't see anymore, so I'm excited for the final boss fight.
Boom.
No price on this game yet. No release date. Yeah, not a lot of information just yet on this, but it does have a Steam page. Builders of Egypt.
When I see something like this, I can only imagine how many developer headaches there is, dude. Like, you fix one thing, and I feel like 15 other things break, and you don't even know what they are. And then,
yeah, they're usually pretty involved games. Yeah. A lot of moving parts in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other game that caught my eye that was posted in Discord was Monster Jam Steel Titans Recycled posted this. So this is like a monster truck game. Looks like racing and...
Sorry. Oh, what? It's that game because it's from Sierra.
Oh, Pharaoh?
Yeah, it was Pharaoh. That's the one I played with. It was, dude, this was like back in 99, man. It was when I just got my first PC.
Never heard of that. That's crazy. That's
so awesome. I'm gonna...
No, you're not.
I'm gonna...
You're getting your index next week. You're not.
I know, right? I'm not getting shit other than index.
But I wonder if you could probably still buy Pharaoh maybe on GOG. I'll have to check.
Man.
Yeah, it's got to be out there.
I'll just play the new one, if anything.
Yeah, you're probably better off doing that. But Monster Jam Steel Titan. So this is a monster truck game. And awesome. I was thinking...
Another one?
I know, right? There's no monster truck game. So like that's actually a pretty good idea. And it kind of, in a way, reminds me of Super Off-Road. Man, I love that game. Super Off-Road. But it's not that type of racing game. This is like third person.
But you don't race in monsters and like monster trucks.
No, it's just like carnage.
So they race in this one then?
Yeah, it looks like they race. Yeah. But they race like and they do all kinds of shit to do.
Like stunts.
Gravedigger was everyone's favorite as a kid.
Oh yeah, Gravedigger.
And Bigfoot.
Classic. This game has very mixed reviews. Apparently this is a port from the PlayStation and it's got pretty poor keyboard and mouse support, but yeah, the reviews are not very high. I like the idea, but $30 for this game seems pretty steep on something that probably doesn't deliver. It looks cool. Watching the trailer, I'm like, yeah, awesome. Have you guys ever been to a monster truck rally?
Yeah, dude.
No, I've never been.
Oh, really? Shit, I didn't notice the new shirt came in. Maybe I was wearing the new, new shirt.
This is the new BioShock Infinite shirt with DL Gaming. But, you know, if you go and buy the one without, what do you call it? TeePublic?
Mm-hmm.
TeePublic makes it like bigger, I think. It goes like out to here, the emblem. And like you said, that's how it looks like on the thing.
They're printing on different shirts. So this one was from the Patreon store that we
have. Yeah, there's the Patreon store.
Yeah, it looks good on that color though.
Yeah.
El Toro Loco. Nice. It's got the bull horns. Yeah.
So did you order your shirt?
Huh? No, I forgot. Oh. I'm going to get the Valve one.
Oh, yeah.
For on the Patreon.
That's a classic.
And then on the other one, I want to do the BioShock. And
Coney has posted a picture of that shirt, him wearing that shirt in London Airport, I think.
Yeah, and the hoodie. I want the hoodie with the 80s and like a royal, that purplish royal blue. I don't know.
There's some good combinations out there. Just go check them out.
It looks sick.
Yeah, and you can get stickers, like all sorts of merchandise you can get that on. Hinks, thanks for the subscription.
Thanks, homie.
So, Monster Truck Rallies. Have you guys ever been?
I think vaguely I can remember going
Qualcomm,
to one.
Dude.
Yeah, they usually do them in January. They're usually only a couple days.
Yeah, I always did the Qualcomm one. I haven't done a single one at that Petco Park.
They're wild, dude. They're like WrestleMania with cars. Mm-hmm. They're nuts.
They used to bring out this huge giant dinosaur that like used to breathe fire and like used to grab a car and just put it in his mouth.
That always reminds me of that Simpsons episode.
It was so badass.
Yeah, the advertisements for that.
Yeah, my dad used to be drunk as fuck and then drive home drunk with like five kids in the back with no seatbelts. Woo, such a great fucking time.
Dude, monster trunk rallies are like synonymous with drunk dads.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be fun to go to one of those again. I don't know. I like the idea, but I don't know if I'd actually do it. But yeah, $30, I think I'm going to have to pass on that. But I like that someone's out there trying to make monster truck games.
Yep.
Well, think about it. It's $30 to go to one monster truck valet. I mean, you know, monster
and
truck.
And now you can do them all at your
whenever
house.
Whenever you want, just open up a 12-pack.
But too bad it sucks.
All right. Next up, Project Borealis.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, man.
Or I had forgotten about it. So these guys took the script that the writer of Half-Life 2, Episode 3, put out there. He's like, well, this is what we were working on when we scrapped it or whatever. So this is a rough outline. It's not very long. You can read it. Super weird. So these guys want to make the game. And they want to do it with super high quality to the level of Valve. You know, they want to not just make some janky thing. So
yeah,
they're putting a lot of work into it. If you look around enough, Bobby, you can find some video gameplay. I just saw
There was some posted in Discord.
Yeah.
they have these like, because this was it was sometime last year, I believe, or beginning of this year. I was looking for Half-Life, just Half-Life 3 info, because like, you know, there's people on YouTube that have like their little thing where they just keep on looking. You know, little hints here and there, reading all like the game, the game code and stuff, trying to find hints. And while looking for them, I saw a video like this. But it you know how you if you're watching YouTube and it'll just go to the next video without you picking.
Uh-huh.
I saw this video and I looked up and I went, "Holy shit, they are making it! How come I haven't seen this?" And then I was like, "Oh wait, never mind. It's a fan thing." And I was just I kept watching these videos and then. They have like a little update video like every like month or whatever, what they've done, what they've worked on, and like little things on their script and how they add it to the script and how, I don't know, how they're trying to stay very, very, very true to like the original Half-Life 2.
Yeah. No release date yet, but, you know, this is a passion project. I'm sure these guys are doing it like on their off time, so who knows when something. But I'm glad that somebody's out there doing this. It's cool. It would really suck for people like this if Half-Life 3 comes out on VR and just shat all over it. Well, they show up the next meeting. It's like, so we're wrapping this up, right, boys?
Well, that's what happened with Halo. There was a fan-made Halo for PC thing going on. It was called, it was another project something, right? And these guys were...
Didn't they shut that down?
Yes.
Bungie shut that down?
So they were grabbing... Well, they would shoot them down, but they would still find... They shot them down, but then they said, you can do all this and still continue working on it and not break the whole copyright or we're not going to screw you up. But they let them work on it. They're like, what? We're going to let you, but you can't use this. You can't do this. They gave them just like a set of rules. And they were doing that. I think they just did that because they went, dumbasses, we're about to release it on PC.
Yeah.
And
but this will slow them down just long enough.
And they had a cool thing about it where it was going to be just one game with all the best elements of all the games. So that's what they were doing. And then, like, the graphics look great. It looked amazing. And then, you know, we just find out that Master Chief's coming out, which is kind of like the same thing.
Right.
So that sucks. Totally fucked them up.
Yeah.
The graphics look very similar to Half-Life 2.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're going for, right?
I don't know. People just wait. It's not like we're going to play and be like, yeah, I'm satisfied. Thank you. No, we're not going to get it.
It's a lot of work.
Well, we are going to get it. It's just, but I like how they do that because it's been so many years. So they actually create the characters as if like, you know, this is how they will look now after so many years.
Yeah. It looks sweet, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool concept art.
All right. Up next is Boneworks.
Some more Half-Life stuff, right? I mean, that's what you get to play with is a bunch of Half-Life tools inside of VR. So you get the crowbar and stuff like that. But there's head crabs, I think, in here too. But
there are?
Yeah. Those things,
those
I guess.
Things.
To me, it looks like a Garry's Mod, but in VR. It just seems like a physics playground. Looks like you could do a lot of really cool things, including tie balloons to make them float, right? You know, tie rockets to things and make them fly around. And there's a shit ton of guns.
It throws me out that it's an adventure. So,
well, like, there's this part.
So there's like an actual story.
Yeah. There's a part where there's a guy holding a flashlight and a pistol.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, that was sweet.
What the?
Yeah.
So this isn't out yet. Since it's 2019.
No. Yeah.
They showed like these three computer characters, like just running, like three of the whatever enemies just running towards one dude, and these were like these YouTubers that had they have like early access to this.
Oh, okay.
And as they were, the guy had a super long sword, and he just shoved the sword into both of like two of them.
Oh, like skewered them.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that was cool. It was awesome.
I was a big fan. Did you guys ever get into Garry's Mod?
No, I never did.
Not really.
Yeah, I never got into playing online and playing the little games that people were making, but I like the physics part of it. Like, I was making crazy ass shit, like huge Ferris wheels and stuff like that. It was fun for me. I guess that was my Minecraft. I mean, I didn't spend like 50 hours in it or anything, but I had a good time in there.
That's so cool.
I like these things. Yeah. If it's not too expensive, like, that's dope.
This will be $30.
Oh, that's cool too. You don't have to walk over and pick things up. You can kind of like force grab them.
Damn, his arm looks all fucked up.
Yeah.
And then he's flipping you off as he shoots.
Yeah, it has to do with a knuckle controller. So individual digit reading.
All right, next up, Hell is Other Demons.
Yeah, remind me. Okay, the only thing it reminds me of is like Downwell. I mean, it has the same aesthetic.
What's Downwell?
It's kind of a game like this, except for this is only one screen, I think. You just stay alive as long as you can. In Downwell, you're constantly falling. Mm-hmm. It was a really small indie game that got really good reviews just because the controls were so tight. And anyway, this looks like this, but it looks even cooler. This game does. Downwell was super fucking low pixel, low res. This at least has a lot of color. I don't know if you guys know what deep fried memes are, but it kind of has that look to it. It has kind of has a deep fried pixels look to it. Looks cool. The music's super dope. And yeah, I don't know. It's probably not for me, but somebody might want to play that with high action. It's a bullet hell game where you're jumping around shooting monsters.
$9.
Yeah.
Congregate. Uh-oh. That publisher? Congregate? That's like that sketchy one that made that card game.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, maybe. Oh, that one.
Animation Throwdown?
Animation Throwdown. Yeah, like.
What's wrong with that game?
That game.
Bobby hated it.
Well, I thought it was a game and not just like something to farm money from people.
Oh, that's all it is, man. That's all it is. It's a mobile game, man. I think it was a mobile game before it was a
PC game. I think the big problem I had with them is because, like, in order to get like gold, it was like create a Congregate account. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And then, like, I had some weird security issue with that. I don't know, like compromised my email or something. I had to do, like, wow. Something weird like that happened. I was like, okay, that is super sketchy. But yeah, they're the publisher here. The developer Cuddle Monsters looks like it's their first
game out.
Cuddle Monsters. That's such a cute name.
All right, what else we got here? Get to the Orange Door.
What is that?
Another high action, low polygon game. If you bring it up, Bobby. Has like all the standard guns. It's like machine gun, a first-person shooter, shotgun, stuff like that. But it has high-speed parkour. And basically all you're trying to do is get to the orange door, so I imagine that they're just throwing tons and tons of bad guys at you while you kind of speed run your way.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it's a speed run game kind of, where you're just trying to get to the exit as fast as possible.
Looks like Tron.
Yeah.
It does kind of look like Tron, like an 80s throwback type thing. Mm-hmm. Even you see the palm trees outside?
The neon palm trees.
Yeah, which we have on our shirt. yeah, looks fun. Is there a price on this, Bobby? Oh, there's a demo. Or you can pick it up for $10.
Demo.
Early access.
Yeah.
But it is available now. Cool. All right, the last one, Strafe Millennium Edition.
I took one look at this and I was like, oh, maybe this is what I thought. So Void Bastards was going to be.
So I own this game?
Yeah, you own this game. It's got 75%, I think, reviews. It's only $3.74. I was like, bought. And then I saw that Ray owned it, so I didn't buy it. But anyway, it's a first-person shooter roguelike, kind of like Doom 2 graphics. Right, Bobby? Something like that?
A little more blocky, like heavily pixelated.
Yeah, heavily pixelated, which is a good sign to me because that means possibly more random stuff can happen in roguelikes, and that's what I love in roguelikes is random. So hopefully I'll play this next week and get back to you guys
on
this
one. That menu is pretty awesome.
Again, so let's say we talked about Builders of Egypt, Monster Jam, Steel Titans. I thought I said Tires. Project Borealis, Boneworks, Hell is Other Demons, Get to the Orange Door, and Strafe Millennium Edition.
All right. Cool. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. So I don't have a whole lot to talk about, and it's not because I haven't been playing games, but I've been playing the same stuff. I told you what I ran into with Clive Barker's Jericho. That's still happening. Been playing more Deep Rock. Probably played the hardest mission of Deep Rock I've ever played. Like, everything that you could put in your way was there. It was like hazard level 5. It was in the magma zone. We had no shields, and it was, I guess that was it. That was it.
What mission was it?
Oh, it was the one where it was Extermination, where you have to kill the dreadnoughts. Okay. Yeah, we did it. Wow. We almost got out, all four of us alive. But I was rolling with guys that were like, I don't know, level 300, 400, like insane.
Yeah.
People who had played this game way too much. So yeah, it was like probably the hardest mission you could possibly do, and we were able to beat it. And I've been playing like a lot of Hazard 5s. I'm almost getting to the point where I feel like I'm just grinding it for no reason and not having that much fun. So I may take a bit of a break until the new new big update, which comes out in about a month.
Cool.
But yeah, that Divinity Original Sin, we're still playing that. It's kind of fun being in Reaper's Coast and not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's cool. We were just talking about it today, how it's so nonlinear the way that we're doing at it. Where like the town is kind of in the middle, and then we're just kind of like poking out to one way until we can't go anywhere. Yeah. Go back to town and poke out the other way.
We're constantly in two different areas trying to convince each other to come to our area.
Yeah. I was like, I got some pretty cool bears over here. And he's like, I don't know. These scarecrows look like they're looking for a fight.
Yeah, but we do have the little teleporter thing, so we can get to each other pretty easily.
Yeah.
The troll fucked us up, though. Like, we're in a place where we can... For the first island, I felt like we had no trouble whatsoever. Now we're actually like, oh, we're losing fights. Now.
Yeah, and a lot of them have to do with, like, I think we're not supposed to be able to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
At least not at our point. But yeah, we're not used to getting our ass kicked. So when it happens, it's pretty nasty. But it's clear. Like, it's totally super clear that we're not supposed to pass this guy right now. Except for the one that wolf guy. We got to talk about him. Can we pull him up? Do we know his name?
Look for him.
Something. Let's Abomination. See. So this guy, he's just kind of like at this altar, a giant guy. He's probably like 15 feet tall. And his fucking head is made of like a ton of wolf heads. He's gnarly.
The character model is beautiful.
Yeah, it's probably the coolest looking thing.
You're the weird dude in the bottom right corner here.
Yeah. That's not how you play, Bobby?
that actually is exactly. If you watch my stream, that's pretty much me right there.
It sucks because the way we fought him, we had to knock him down the entire time. So we had him on the floor the entire time.
Yeah, we had no business winning this fight. So he had, not to explain all the details, but he spawns all these wolves that buff him ridiculously. He's got like over 100% crit. He's doing like 800% damage. He's pretty much one-shotting. So what we did, we were able to keep him knocked down throughout the entire fight. Oddly enough, the ability that really saved us was the earthquake. That Amelia was able to cast, because I had him knocked down for like a round or two, and then I was like, I got nothing. And then, like, this all plays out like cool D&D, and then out of nowhere, Emilio's like, I've got just enough for my earthquake. And then he knocks him down, saves the day, and we were able to clean up the fight.
Yeah, we shouldn't have won because all these wolves should have been killing us, right? But all they're doing is buffing him. So as long as we kept him down, it was I was like, fuck, we got this done, dude. I didn't think we were supposed to.
Yeah, but this guy was, if he had been up for a second and had any turn, they also give him haste. So he's like going before us every time. But if they if he had gotten up for 1 second and got one attack off, that would have been it. It would have been over.
Yeah.
I wish they would zoom in, like on this video here, they would zoom in more on him, or maybe I can find a picture of it. But from being so far zoomed out, you're not getting the full glory of this guy's character model. He was pretty insane.
Yeah, we didn't really get to see him until we killed him and we were like inspecting the body. I was like, Bobby, check this guy out.
Yeah. So his head is, they're going through a couple character models, but his head is made up right of there. Multiple wolf heads. Yeah.
Fucking crazy, man.
It was gnarly. And on his chest is like all these little wolf paws coming out. It was just, it was very, very Lovecraftian, very, Cronenberg.
And we're both loving this. I think the only problem with this is probably my schedule. Like Bobby's just waiting for me to come home and play, but
yeah. Well, it's working out. I mean, we play, we'll get a couple hours in like every so often on a night,
other day or so.
Yeah. But if once I go back to work, there's like no way I can stay up that late. So it'd be a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going great. I'm really enjoying that.
Yep.
Likewise. All right. What have you guys been playing?
I finally bought Just Cause 4. I talked about picking it up for $23. Taking a look at it from the outside, you're like, okay, it's a strong physics game where the world is your playground, you know. You have the grappling hook, you can do basically anything. Say there's a helicopter, you can grapple onto the helicopter, pull the pilot out of the helicopter, start driving it. A plane, let's say a jet flew by, you can jump out of the helicopter, attach to the fucking jet. Just insane shit, right? And it's not even that difficult because you're kind of floaty. Your character's kind of floaty for a couple. It's almost like a Wile E. Coyote when he walks out on the cliff and he doesn't realize he's falling. You have like 2 seconds before you actually start falling, so you can do crazy shit. I haven't even seen that yet. There's like a little mini tank. So
it's like a airplane go-kart.
Yeah,
like I haven't seen these go-kart.
I don't even know what those awesome. Are. I haven't seen any of that. There's these little mini attack planes.
Wow.
I haven't seen. Oh, this is the new
DLC.
Yeah, aliens. I think attack. But that doesn't solve the fucking problem. The problem is the fucking UI is dog shit. Super fucking set up for consoles. You know how you open your menu? You push one. How do you get your main gun? You push two. Why those two things are the same? Like, why that's right next to each other? I don't know. It just kind of is. Hey, once you go into your menu, how do you go from side to side? You push two. Or three. Three is to go to the right and two is to go to the left in your menus. But also, they're your guns when you're outside of the menus.
Can you change them?
I would have to remap the entire, because it has like 50 buttons.
I don't know if you can remap for like navigating a UI.
Yeah.
Because I ran into that with games. That baseball game I played, same thing. It had almost the exact controls you're describing.
On top of that, I'm having another issue where you're supposed to advance your front lines. Don't know how. Like, I can't figure it out. So I'm having, it's barely enough fun for me to keep playing with all this frustration. Like, I'm having terrible frustration. And I'm also being kind of stubborn because I haven't picked up a controller. It's made for a controller, so I should probably play with the controller. And yeah, there's always the thing where you aim better. It doesn't matter. Aiming, it doesn't matter. You could be in the general vicinity of somebody, they're going to go down. It's not really war shooting. Some of the things that you could do, though, I'll just mention a couple things. So if you tether one thing to another thing, they'll come together. So if you tether a guy's chest to another guy, they'll fly and they'll hit each other. Or if you do, like, if you get one guy and then an explosive barrel, he'll fly to him and it fucking explodes, stuff like that. Cool. Or you can, like, grapple onto a guy and you'll automatically, like, jump kick him in the face. Mm-hmm. But if you're carrying a shotgun, you can just shoot him in the shotgun, like, point blank. It's really fun once you get into the battles. And it sucks that the UI, like, non-game mechanics are what fucking this game up for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully I'll play it next week. I can't guarantee it, though.
This game is $24 right now on the sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the reviews are mixed, and I have a feeling that a lot of those have to do with what you just described.
Yeah. It's frustrating, man.
That is unfortunate. I wonder if the other Just Cause had those problems.
Oh, I do got to say that the campy fucking super powerful Mexican dude that kills everything he wants is pretty funny. He plays like super fucking tough, like Machete. It's basically him. He's like, I'll take care of it. No problem. You know, stuff like that. It's funny. It plays well.
I played this on, well, not this one, but like the third one. Yeah. I played it on PS4, and that was super fun.
Yeah.
I just go on there and just do crazy shit. Right? Yeah, that's all I did. And then, all right, cool, that was fun. Bye.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Speaking of heroic Mexicans, what about my friend Pedro?
Hey, so I don't know if he's Mexican. I think the banana's Pedro. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You don't know either. This game gets super fucking weird at the end. Like, acid trip fucking weird. And I didn't see it coming at all. But it was longer than I thought it was going to be. Ray said that he was concerned that it was like a 3-hour game. I played it on hard. I feel like it took me like 5 hours. But it could have been because everybody was telling me it was short. And then I was just expecting it to end and it never did. I mean, it did eventually, but not when I thought it was. Just more levels, more levels, more levels. And the weird ones are really weird. I don't know if they're going to show them here. It's kind of like an Easter egg, I felt like. But the game itself, Ray, I already talked about the
game's hard.
Yeah. Are you playing on hard?
No, but on normal. Dude.
Oh.
And,
it takes a while to get
it. I keep pressing
W.
I know the thing is, I keep forgetting to press it.
Oh, gotcha.
I think, and like I forget to dodge a lot, so yeah. I take a lot of hits.
It's super key.
And then I guess you have to use a shift a lot to focus a lot, like most of it, and I get annoyed by doing too much focus.
Oh, right.
Like slowing
you feel
down.
Like you're cheating.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, sometimes I don't, but you know, I don't do it, but then if I don't do it, I'll die.
Yeah.
Because it does get hard.
Yeah.
I've never kicked anyone yet. But then sometimes, like, right there, that guy's jumping in, like, super quick. I can't do that shit yet, you know?
So you can set that up before you go into the fight.
That's what I've been doing. I'm outside the door, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to put my little green here, and then I'm going to run in and do that. And then I'm going to press focus and slow down, put my green on the left side, and then aim down.
But then none of that happens.
None of that. I go in, I'm just jumping on the net. No, dodge. And I'm like, I barely made it out with like this much life, dude. Just a slither of life. And it just wasn't happening.
I think it's Mike Tyson that said that everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Once the bullets start flying, you're like, ah! I can't wait to play this again. I beat it, and I'm like, yeah, I want to do that again. And funny enough, I want to go from hard to normal because I feel like I might be able to make it look cooler if I'm playing on normal. So we'll see.
I noticed there's scores from other people too, which is pretty neat, like every level. But it's funny because I beat the level and then it was like, oh, cool, I got 100,000. The high score is like 9 million. I'm like, how? How do you get 9 million points, guys?
Fuck. I don't know. Hackers. I feel like people cheat so much on those.
Yeah, and like I said, you can cheese a lot of this if you just go slow. Because I don't think there's a time.
But you probably don't get that many points if you go slow.
There's a timer at the end. So like the faster you beat the level, the more points you get from that. So it's worth doing it faster. I can't imagine just running so fast. It's like, tras. It's just, no, I don't.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was a little hard. I never died. But it made me think. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't play like regular games.
No, it doesn't.
It's very cool. It's a 10 out of 10 on Steam right now, guys.
Damn.
So,
well, it's
Bobby,
good.
Any interest? You going to play it off my account?
Nah.
Yeah, no, I probably will at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, the reviews right now are just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, I did want to mention, it definitely fucking seems that, like, the developer was bullied a lot because, like, he takes out his angst in this on, like, bullies and then, like, there's a point where, haters, you're attacking haters on this one level. And then on another one, you're attacking angry video game players. And so they say things like, while you're fighting them, they say things like, get good, noob.
Get good, noob.
Yeah. And like when you walk in, like, oh, here comes this newbie and stuff like that. Just like stuff that you would definitely see in a CSGO match.
Let's go nub.
Yeah. So he's definitely taking out his childhood angst on through development, which I thought was funny.
Noob. That's awesome. Get good, noob. That's a classic. Nice.
Well, a bunch of people hopped on the Discord server and played some games, right? We had kind of a DLG game night.
We had like an improv out of nowhere game night. I was
I was at work, and
Days threw a lot of that together, right?
Yeah. Like, we didn't, so I was at work, and Bilbo Baggins, or whatever his name is, on, forget, is it Bilbo or Dildo?
No,
Dildo
it's Baggins. Like...
Because I think Dildo Bag.
I think it's Bilbo Swaggins.
Bilbo Swaggins, yeah. Sorry, Tom. Sorry, Tom. Totally fucked up your name. But he was like, dude, we should have a game night tonight. And I was like, oh, shit, I have time. I might have time. My phone just talked to me. And I got home, and I was like, shit, I have time. So I was like, Days was on. I'm like, yo, are you down? She's like, yeah. It's funny because like I ended up getting just a bunch of random people that were down, and actually like her roommate Jake, and then who else was on there tonight? Sokum was on there, and then we had a total of six or seven. So it
helped that it was a $4 game.
It did. Yeah, and man, it was fun.
I saw your highlight, man. That shit was funny.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it sounded like Days was in a car trying to get away from you.
So that was actually, no, it was actually Bilbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, and he knew how to play the game.
Oh, okay.
He actually owned it. He had a couple hours on the game, so he actually knew how to play. And it was funny because he had told me, oh, if Jason stands in front of the car, it just completely stops the car. Like if it was like a tree.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, cool. Just a random, you know.
Yeah.
He's trying to get away. And I'm like, oh, you're fucked. And I just stood right in front of him.
You teleported in front of him.
Yeah.
Right?
So people were like on the stream were kind of saying, whoa, does he just fly? And I'm like, well, we talked about it on the podcast. It's like, you know, he's just there.
Yeah.
You know, Jason does that in every movie. He just appears. So like,
how the fuck can you be over here? I just left you over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he teleports, guys. He fucking flies. I don't know what the fuck he does, but this was like the developer's way of making him, you know, appear out of nowhere and just be in front of you.
So is this a good game or was it good because you were with friends?
So it's just, it's fun. It's because we also try to make it fun. So that's why when I was Jason, and I was running around, and because my Jason character had the big, what are they called? The scissors for like the hedges?
Yeah.
They have a name.
Hedge trimmers,
yeah. So my Jason was Mexican, and I was, hey, senor, I'm here to cut trim your hedges. Hey, come back here. And I was chasing them with a Mexican accent, and then I was trying to like cut their heads off at the same time. So little things like that were funny. You know, Dave would throw some stuff like she wanted to blow me, and then, you know, little things like that. And
hilarious.
It was hilarious, guys. but you know, we were kind of, you know, voice acting in them. And then at the very end, for Bilbo's character, I called her Karen, and she was the last one. I was using it forever, and I'm like, fucking Karen, that's what no one likes, Karen. And I was like, come here, Karen. Yeah. Hey, Karen. And it was just
so you guys fun. Made it fun.
We made it way more fun than it is, because
would you play this without friends?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still play it without, but it has to be a full, it's because if you're playing with friends, it's just fun seeing everyone get frustrated. That's how he just, you know, how he just kills everyone very easily. It's just, he's so overpowered. It's
the can only you kill him?
No. You can. It takes a beating.
Like if all eight of them attacked him at the same time.
Yeah. If we all had weapons and we all just, and just like go and then, and just all start. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I think that's a possibility.
In these death kill animations, can you stab him in the back?
Oh, when he's carrying you?
Yeah.
Yes. If you have, like, you might have a sword.
No, I'm saying a sword, a second player.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, they can.
Yeah. And they'll drop him.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll drop him. But, it just, and then put, like, I don't know, when you're playing with random people, it's also fun because, like, it's also like, there's also like, you know, everyone else trying to make the game fun and like, you know, doing like making little characters and, you know, like good stuff. But we had, there was five or six counselors. You need all of them to beat them, I think. Cause it got
Cricket
to the point.
Says it's a quick time event.
A lot of stuff you need to do, it requires a small little quick time event, which is not really, you just have to mouse click,
You know, at the right time.
At the right time, or press E like really fast or something like that. But, we were having when it was down to just like four counselors, it was too easy, man. It was just and we were playing with the smaller maps, so I would just, you know, teleport one and then I'd, you know, fly really quick and then I would send someone over here and I'm like, all right, cool, he's dead. So I would just show up behind him. So it was too easy. You need to have a full. If we had all eight people ready to go And everyone knew, kind of understood, like, all right, at the farmhouse, there's a phone that you can, you know, you can use to call the cops.
Right.
Or, and then in certain cabins, you can, there's another phone to call Tommy, which is like, if you die, you come back as Tommy with a shotgun and more stamina and stuff like that. If people knew how to do their perks, if everyone knew how to play the game, yeah, you can totally fuck up Jason. But since, you know, no one did, and then I got lucky getting Jason twice because it's random.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I kind of just ruined it for everyone.
So did you play, were you in the same voice chat as him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cheating, too.
No, because they weren't saying where they were. And then it was funny. Like,
so you took away their communication?
No. Well, maybe.
Kind of.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But we thought it was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
We thought it was funny. Like,
that way you could do your Mexican accent. I understand. Yeah,
like when Days was, she was Jason, and I was like, dude, no, not by the tents. It's like, you know, Days went over to the tents, and she's like, and we're like, hey. She's like, oh, assholes. We weren't even there.
Yeah.
But I think someone won once, though. So, like, someone actually escaped. I forgot who it was. Just
won. Oh, you mean out of all these games, only one person
escaped out of all the games. Jeez. We played for a good hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah, you
hours.
Do need the fucking 8 people.
Yeah, you need them all.
Well, I might just pick it up just to have it ready for another one of these.
I'm thinking, because I wanted to do it tonight.
It's no golf with friends.
It's not even close. No. But
sorry, golf it.
It's just, well, golf with friends was the first one we played.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to golf it. But it's just, we just... If you haven't played, just all we have to do is just tell everyone, hey, you know, you can do this, and this to win. Look at the drawers for keys, look for batteries, look for shit. And if you see Jason, you know, move in pairs, have someone be able to hit him and you can escape. You just gotta, I don't know, I know, right?
It's so brutal, man.
Oof. It's fun.
Anyway,
man.
It's $4. Pick it up.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's worth $4.
It's worth the $4.
All right.
All right, big updates with Apex Legends recently.
Oh yeah,
right? Season 2 happening.
So I had like the whole week planned because I was like, oh, long weekend. You know, I'm gonna play this game, and then someone like Daniel told me, hey, Apex Season 2 started. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give it a shot. They finally have rankings, and that just made me get glued to this game. I didn't play anything else but Apex, other than, you know, the game night.
Because the games got better, or because you're climbing the ranks?
So I'm climbing the ranks. The game did get better. They had a new character called Watson.
Yeah.
And
an electric fence?
Yeah. And I actually don't know what her power is. I still haven't used her.
Okay.
But what's it called?
Shroud says she sucks.
He's been using her like crazy.
Yeah, probably for the views.
I think, I think they kind of made him because yesterday was a sponsored day, I think they made him use her. Use only the new character all day, so you can show everyone. And what's it called? But yeah, but like she has some little cool little moves, I guess. But I think she sucks. I think she was just, you know, a little worthless character. But they totally made the shitty guns good. And that's, I thought that was neat. Now you can pick up an alternator or like the Mozambique and just wreck people. Because if you find, you know, they added more little
attachments.
Like attachments to them, like the hazard bullets, or I forget what they're called exactly, but it's, you know, it makes the bullets stronger when you find that little purple thing. And then, like, I don't know, just the weapons work better. The ranking added just so much more because you can actually just have fun. And, like, you know, just warm up at just the regular Apex, or actually just go straight to the ranking, and people are actually good, so it's fun. But I like the first 3 levels of bronze, I did, like, I was kind of annoyed because people still suck.
Yeah.
But now, like, that I'm what's it called? I played enough just to get to like bronze 1, so like, and I only need like 3 more points, I believe, to go to like silver, and then. Because, like, you do get some shit teams, I'll be honest. Like, I'll be there, I'll have 7-8 kills, and everyone else just kind of has, like, 1 or 2, or they're just, you know, reviving me if I go down, which, you know, thank you, but...
I feel like I would, if I was going out in with no friends, I would probably play in free play until I got a good group, and I was like, hey, guys, you want to go into...
I didn't find... And then whenever I found a great group,
yeah,
they were just way better than me, that they didn't want me.
Oh, right.
Hey, guys, can I... Oh.
Story of your life,
okay.
Brother.
Okay. That was just one bad game, guys. Come on. You guys are way too good. It's because some guys just wreck it, man. Some guys are just fucking great at this game. It's because it totally has, like, a Call of Duty feel, which is fast, and It's just so much. But it's the game's great. The meta just changed. They fixed all these weapons. They added all these little things for the weapons.
I saw various articles about, like, headlines that said that, like, why the Mozambique is no longer the worst gun, and why you can actually use this gun instead.
I feel like the Scout's like the worst gun now in the game. And but it's great.
So you're way over there.
I'm just starting, right? Yeah, but that's all.
You played nonstop.
For like 3 hours.
Okay,
3-4 hours.
Oh, actually, that's about right.
To get it to silver. But you start in bronze. You got to work your way up.
Yeah, low hell.
Yeah, Shroud, dude. Shroud's gold, man. He's barely.
Oh, okay. Because it just started.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you get very little experience. You get like one RP per kill, pretty much, and you need like. First, you need 30, gotcha. Then you need 60, you need 90. Right. So you need all those kills.
So are you just working your way up? Is there a way to fall in rank?
You don't fall. You just stutter. You just stay there.
So it's more about experience.
Well, I haven't fallen unless, but then I always get a kill at least, you know,
it's probably later on, I bet.
Maybe. I'm thinking later on. It's not as friendly. You probably start losing stuff because.
Yeah, because you couldn't slip below bronze.
Yeah.
It'd be like poop, like a brown one.
Yeah.
Wood League.
Yeah.
but no, man, it's fun. It's a great game. I think this is going to help it a lot. People are going to come back. I've noticed there's just constant, you know, this, you never takes that long to actually wait for a game now.
Oh, it costs you points to get into matches.
Oh, there you go.
So bronze is free.
They're all free.
So I guess if you did bad enough, you wouldn't earn any points and you could only buy your way into bronze matches. Yeah, there you go.
That's a cool little way of doing it.
That's a great way of doing it, actually, for a game like this, because it's so hard to matchmake in a game like this. Yeah. So this is just kind of a gatekeeping mechanism. Just like if you got the skill and the money, if you have the money, but to get the money, you need the skill. Mm-hmm. So
you can get 5 RP from kills. That's the and then it maxes out.
If you think about it, like if you're playing Apex, like the you know as like Predator matches. 5 RP, it's 5 kills, or I think you get points for just being like after 15 squads or 20 or 10 squads or like the fifth squad.
Yeah, top 10.
Top 5, top 10. 10. So you start getting like some RP for that. But
a great little way of doing it. We'll see. I'm sure there's going to be problems that arise, but like that's a cool way to do it for sure.
And then if you play with friends too, you get more experience, stuff like that. It's cool, man. Gotcha.
Cool. Yeah.
I think this game's coming back.
This is what they needed.
Oh, yeah, that's what they needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the other day. I was just like, hey, I want to watch some Twitch. And I always check and see what are the top games being streamed. And this was up there. And I've seen some headlines saying like, oh, their Twitch viewership is suffering and everything. And I mean, yeah, I'm sure it has since release. But it seems like the second season has really done a lot right. And, people are just complaining about the content, which I have no dog in the fight on this at all. But it's just like... I don't know. I've never, even when I played MOBAs, I was never like that guy that was like, we need a new character every 3 weeks or, you know, I lose interest. Like let the meta stabilize, let things play out a little bit. Like I never was that, even during the Smite days, I was never that guy that just needed more and more and more. I actually found it kind of annoying how just everything would just be shaken up every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The
selling point for most people was probably like, God damn it, all these new gods.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's
another one. And everybody else is like I couldn't wait for new ones to come out. I just liked them.
No, it's just I wish there was more also, like in a way, because I hate how, I don't know, a lot of people always, like my new favorite character is Octane. And a lot of people, like they started liking him now. And it just sucks because like, you know, you might be able
to pick him. I thought he was cool before you guys thought he was cool.
No, it's just sometimes I can't pick him, so I need to use some fucking other character. And I'm just like, ah, man, like, it just kind of throws me off. And that, you know, that's why I kind of want a team where I can always be my character and everyone else is their character and let's just keep playing. And then, if not, you know, you're just, you know, some guy will be fucking Octane, so I have to pick Wraith or fucking Mirage or something, which I don't play anymore. And I'm more used to, you know, with the speed from Octane, so it just kind of throws you off a little bit. But the game's fun, man. The game's. If it's a free game, and I bought the battle passes, and that's the only thing I've given them money for.
How much is the battle pass?
$8.99. If you have the,
is that for the season?
The EA for the season, yeah.
That's not bad.
It's $9.99.
Oh, if you have Origin Access.
If you have Origin Access, $8.99. You know, with a 10% off.
What was I gonna say?
There's no cross.
Oh, Is this the best free game out right now, you think? It could be, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
That's probably still Fortnite, man.
Oh, that's true. I mean, for us.
Yeah, for us, Apex. Yeah, I know. Fortnite keeps adding so much shit now, dude. It's ridiculous.
They capitalize on pop culture. So I saw the thing they're doing, the Stranger Things tie-in now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're doing some tie-in with Stranger Things. Fortnite. So they're really good about that. But then there's all these articles about, like, developers and people who work on the game just under these miserable conditions. You know, it sucks. I guess that's what you have to do just to keep steady stream of content like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would have hated being, you know, the people that, because a lot of the people that were on Unreal Tournament, it was like a passion project for them. You know, they loved Unreal Tournament. And then they're like, no, fuck that. You know, later, you're doing Fortnite now. And you're like, fuck, you're playing this hardcore, you know, deathmatch game that, you know, they probably played all their lives and they love it. Now we're making cartoon characters and little fucking hamster balls that, you know, jump out and plungers you can throw at your face. It's really cool.
I hope that the actual developers saw some of that money that came in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope everybody got bonuses. They probably didn't.
Oh, dude, come on. They're making billions probably on this.
Literally billions.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Risk of Rain 2, we talked about the update. I finally played it. The new character, all right, what are they called? Survivors. The new survivor is named Rex. If you fast forward, Bobby, he plays both Rex and he's in the new level. So Rex is like this little plant slash robot. He gets around by burrowing through the ground. He's a good addition if you're playing in a group of four. If you're by yourself, I really don't think this guy can hold his own. I mean, with the right items, anybody can do it, but his basic kit is definitely for being in a group because his primary ability has a debuff. It makes things hit harder less and more vulnerable to damage. So he's just constantly dotting things, making them weaker, which is really good for the end bosses and stuff. He's the only character in the game that has a hard CC. It's kind of like it's a plant that has these arms and grabs everybody and pulls it together. So you can grab all these bad guys together and group them up, and then somebody like the artificer can come in and fucking just blow them all up and stuff. He has a little bit of a blow up shotgun thing too, but this is not a huge damage dealer. And then the entire mechanic of him is out of his four abilities, two of them take his health and two of them give health. So you're always dancing back and forth with playing with his ability, with his life as a resource. So you got to be on top of it because, you know, you can get erased at any point playing this game. We all know that. The new level is this one that you're seeing here. It kind of reminded me of Firewatch. It has the same colors, kind of like red and orange. And you got these platforms that are multiple tiered. So there's like five of these platforms and each of them has like three tiers. So it's not very big, but there's a lot of surface area that you can go and look around and you can't see one side from the other. Something's on another platform, you can't see it. You got to actually go over there and explore. So it makes it feel a lot bigger than it actually is. There's a new boss, but like, I was telling Bobby that we broke the game again, and it had nothing to do with me. We were playing with Nas, and he went engineer, and there's this ability where you can switch your health for shield. So I was like, hey, dude, one time I grabbed that shit, and it was fucking broken. So he's like, all right. So he grabbed it. And then there's this other thing where you do double damage, but you have half your health. So he grabbed it. And so now he's doing double damage and he's staying alive. He did an awesome job of staying alive. But we kept giving him all the shield generators, which gives him more health. So anyway, eventually he did that thing four times. Double damage, half health. So he's walking around with 400 health, which is nothing. We have 4,000 health. He has 400. But his turrets are just instantly killing everything. It's just like all he has to do is stay alive. We weren't even playing. We're just watching the engineer fucking do his work. It's kind of gross that he's so fucking strong. He got nerfed a little bit, but not enough. But it was really fun just fucking trying to survive while the engineer's just fucking laying waste to everything. We had ridiculous fucking stats. We were walking around with like 16 of certain things. I couldn't even stay alive. I was dying every time. Basically, I was just, because the more people you have, the more loot that spawns, right? So I was just a loot generator for them because I would die immediately. And then they would fucking pass the level and grab all the loot and just get more and more powerful. And I would get weaker and weaker to a point where I just walked away. I went to eat dinner and shit, and they kept going for like another half hour. And I came back and they were still going. I was like, all right, I guess I'll try. And then I couldn't even play. So I got left behind. But eventually we just kind of had to quit. Like, that's why that's what they call it when you break the game. So later on, they're going to be putting a last level and a last boss. So you won't have to do that. But fun as ever.
Yep, still in early access.
Yep.
This game is not on sale.
No.
Weird, $20.
Yeah, I think it's right in. I wouldn't have done it either. I think it's really popular right now.
There's a lot of games that aren't on sale right now, man. Like, I was
usually new releases, that's common.
I was hoping that Trover would have been on sale, and it wasn't. And, oh, so remember I told you, maybe I should pick up Trover on the Epic Store.
How much was it?
It was like $15 or something, or $14.99. And, and then you're like, nah, man, my sale's coming up. Just wait. You might even whatever. I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Okay, so look, the developers just posted that they said they're never going to bring the fucking game down, ever. We're just going to keep releasing DLCs for it. So we'll give you more content, but we're going to keep the price at $29.99. I could have bought it at $60.99 and saved my money.
Sorry, buddy.
That's cool. Developers will make some money off of me, so that's good. Because the first is a great game, so...
Yeah, so it's funny, dude, that I'm thinking in my head how you're going to have probably one of the, the most high-tech video game playing devices on the planet Earth starting tomorrow. And then our homework is going to bring you back down to the worst graphics you've ever seen.
Well, you guys already picked my homework?
Oh, yeah, we picked your homework.
God damn it.
Yeah.
it's not that bad.
Bobby, can you... pull up. I want you to see this knockout, dude. It would be Masvidal.
How do you spell that?
Yeah. Jorge Masvidal.
How do you spell that? Jorge?
Yeah.
Masvidal. There he is.
Yeah. Ben Askren knockout. Yeah. It's big. So this is the fastest UFC knockout in history now, as of officially from last night. It used to be 7 seconds. Now it's 5. He actually knocked him out in like 2 seconds. But it took the ref a good amount of time to get over there. That's probably it right there, Bobby, if you just click that right there. In the building, and he's talking and so much shit, dude. He's like, I'm going to fuck you up so bad. Watch this, Bobby. The fight clock is brought to you by Mogo. Jesus Christ. The flying tiger knee, dude, right through his head. Like, Ben went for a takedown, which he knew because he's a wrestler, and he just timed it perfect, dude. He probably has a dent in his skull now.
Wow.
Yeah. Nasty. But anyway, the reason I bring it up is fucking when this happens at a party where, like, everybody's into it and everybody's watching, the whole place goes fucking nuts, you know, like a Super Bowl party or something. It was really cool. And I lost my fucking ass. God damn it. Every bet I did, I lost. It was it's the worst. John Jones is like, so I had $70 left in my betting account. John Jones is for sure a win, right? He's never lost. So I put $70 on John Jones, only to win $12.75, right? He barely won. He barely, like a ball hair. I almost lost the money too. Oh, man. It was crazy. Wow. I was so pissed off. I was still pissed off.
All right. Time for a quick movie review. I need a jingle here. I really need a jingle. It's always such a hard transition going into these video game reviews. But I'm excited to talk about this one. So I watched Gamer from 2009. I've never seen this movie before. I remember a lot of advertising for it about 10 years ago. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
It did not disappoint. Like, this is a movie that I could recommend to people. It's not good, but I could recommend it. It definitely has its issues. So
that's weird how you say those
things. I know, right?
Those things shouldn't go together, but somehow you put them together.
No, I could see people liking this movie. Most people have terrible taste in movies. So this movie stars Gerard Butler, and also he's the main character, and then Michael C. Hall, who is Dexter, is the bad guy. What I didn't know going into this is from the directors and screenwriters of the Crank movies. So it's very, very much like that.
Action packed.
High octane, just breakneck speed. The problem is the movie asks you to deal with all these futuristic hypotheses of like what would happen in the future if this, you know, all these premises, but it has this really chaotic visual language to it that just doesn't match it. So it's weird. It doesn't settle well, and it's kind of jarring and confusing at first. But I did like the beginning of it. It really falls apart at the end, though. Like, Michael C. Hall turns into this mustache-twirling villain at
the end. Yo, spoilers, bro. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, he's obviously the bad guy in the movie, but he's like a character of a bad guy. So here's the setup for this movie. Here's the premise. It's the future. A technology has been developed where people can turn their brains into computers, and you can control them remotely. So this company makes a game where you can control someone in an actual first-person shooter. Like, these people are actually shooting guns and killing each other. These people are prison inmates who volunteered for this. If they survive 30 matches, then they get out.
Okay.
So Gerard Butler is this guy. He's being played by this kid. He develops a plan to like break out of the system and, of course, get his revenge. And it touches on all sorts of things, like, you know, what happened, you know, futurism, what do we give the government too much control, or giant companies, you know, all this crazy stuff that it kind of deals with. It's very Terry Crews is in it, of course.
But it's hard to take it seriously because it's so action packed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it doesn't even give you a moment to really contemplate these. It's just constantly forcing you through. I mean, look at the trailer here. Yeah, John Leguizamo makes an appearance. Like, it's just, there's jump cuts, there's glitches. It's just, I mean, it's Crank, but without that simple, because Crank was just like, I got to stay alive, so I've just got to do all this crazy stuff, right? So it's just one thing to another. Like, that's pretty easy to grapple with.
Right.
This is like asking you to like think about, you know, when we get drunk and talk about on the podcast, like in 20 years, we'll all have metal legs, you know?
Right, right.
It's like that kind of stuff going on here.
But doesn't give you the time to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. And it just, the biggest problem with the movie is the end. Like, it really falls apart at the end. It just, it's not even what happens, because it's not much of a spoiler. It just doesn't execute very well. But all that being said, like, this is better than a lot of the other video game movies that I watch. It feels modern. It feels, I don't know, somewhat relative. Because
it's got Luda, man. Come on.
It's got Ludacris. It's got a lot of people.
Bobby, you should announce your game the week before. Like, you should have said it now. So that, yeah, the movie.
I did say, last week I said I was going to watch Stay Alive or Gamer.
Mm-hmm. But we got to do it for sure. So, like, one or two people that actually listen to these can watch them along with you.
Yeah. Then I can't take recommendations, though. But I am thinking this week I'm going to watch Max Payne. Which I have seen before, but again, I was very drunk.
I have a couple suggestions. I think I peed in an elevator, Bobby,
that night.
What about Wizard or The Wizard?
Oh, The Wizard. I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
From the 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
Power Glove?
Yeah.
Never seen that.
So that's good. Shit. That's a good one. And I had another one for you. Oh, Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah, but that's not really... See, then you get into like, what is a video game movie?
Well, that's what I feel with this one. This is not really a video game movie.
Oh, it definitely is. Like, this movie is about a game called Slayers, and it's speaking very heavy-handedly about like gaming culture. It's got all the stereotypes in it, all that stuff. Like, this is definitely a gaming movie. Gotcha. I mean, it's called Gamer.
I'll be right back.
They went through a few other titles on this. One of them was Citizen Game. I'm glad they didn't go with that. Citizen Game. Yeah. But yeah, I think I will do Wizard next week. So if you guys want to follow along, watch Wizard with me. We'll talk about it next week. But yeah, I mean,
put up something from The Wizard. I think I know which one it is, but then I'm also thinking about the commercial about the fucking.
Well, that's a whole movie there.
Yeah, that's a whole movie.
Yeah, The Wizard, where he's like trying to win a Nintendo tournament. Fred Savage, Bo Bridges, Christian Slater. I've never seen this movie, but I've always been meaning to watch it.
Oh my God, I think.
He has like, they're playing Super Mario 3 at like the grand finale. Yeah, it's like an 80s movie about a kid who's like really good at video games. I know like very little about this
movie. I have seen it. I know I've seen it. I just can't remember.
Let's see where we can watch this. Where to watch Wizard. Wizard of Waverly Place? No. But it may...
It's $1.99 on iTunes.
Okay. Yeah, it's available from... Oh, it's on Showtime.
It's on Showtime?
If you got Showtime, you can watch it there.
Do I have... Oh, well, I have Nabi's Cox Cable account, so whatever. Oh,
then, yeah, you can sign in with that if you can prove a service provider. Yeah. Well, he might, if he has Showtime.
No, he has everything. He works for Cox.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he just loves dicks.
Yeah, so Gamer 2009, like I can... It was kind of weird because I watched this with my girlfriend and she was just like, what? She wasn't really paying attention to it, but like just kind of looking at it every now and then. And there's a lot of imagery in this, just like girls flashing their boobs, just blood, guts, Gibbs, just like, you know, it's think of the Crank movies and think of that applied. They made this right after Crank, the second one, I believe. Like they started production on this, I think, in 2007 or eight. So like they really just jumped right to this. And the Crank movies, they were successful, and I remember them being pretty good, but I'd have to rewatch them. But this movie made $42 billion.
Damn.
$42 million. And the budget was $50 million.
So, like, everyone plays this game. So it's kind of like a Ready Player One type thing?
No, not everyone plays this game. So the Slayer game is just the game that only the best of the best play. But they do have this other game in the movie called Society. That was the first game, and that's just like Second Life. So there are people in the world who are just like they sell their bodies, basically.
Oh, wow.
It's like an allegory for prostitution, I guess. But they sell their bodies so they can be somebody else's avatar. So they keep cutting to this really disgusting, fat, nerdy kid just playing in his basement, and he's controlling this, you know, super hot chick. And it's actually a person. It's not like a video game avatar. It's actually a person living in this world, and they're doing all sorts of crazy, grotesque stuff. But, I mean, it's a lot of interesting concepts here. It's almost like Surrogates, where it's a great premise, but they just don't do too much with it.
They are real people, so it's nothing like Ready Player One.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is not a virtual world. These are actual people. They're remotely controlling what this technology.
In case you're wondering, yeah, it's 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it did not get very good reviews. Warcraft? Yes, I've seen Warcraft. I do want to watch that again. I actually got that one queued up. I just want to probably not talk about it, but I do want to watch it again. But
I haven't seen it and didn't really want to watch it.
A little too long. A little too long, a little too involved.
I wasn't into it.
Whenever there's like video game movies, I never want to watch them because I'm always like, it's going to suck.
Yeah, Sam liked it more than I did.
Damn. Yeah,
it's not terrible. It's not terrible. It's just like, I don't know.
So, homework.
Yeah, Ark Survival Evolved. So I played that this week.
My first question, Bobby, how much time did you put in? Like the official 3 hours, or did you go over because you enjoyed it?
I put in 3 hours and 1 minute.
Okay.
I couldn't wait to get out of this game, honestly. I didn't enjoy it that much. I really went into it open-minded, and I think I had a good time for about the first 2 hours, but then it really dropped off. So first of all, this game was tough to install. It took up over 100 gigs of space on my hard drive, and I don't have much room to spare. I don't know why, like it takes up all that space. Now they do have other DLC maps you can download varying in size from about 3.5 to 6 gigs. And I started to install that, but I ended up not doing it because I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to play vanilla and get this done with. There's a ton of mods in this. So it's very overwhelming when you first go into this and then you start talking to people and they're like, oh, you should join my server. You got to click here, install these mods, like do all this. So you got to download the map. And, you know, it's not that difficult. Steam makes it very easy to install mods and all that stuff. And there's a lot of good mods that are just quality of life. There's a lot of other crazy ones, but I just stuck to a PvE server. I did a little bit on a PvP server, but mostly I was on a PvE server just trying to learn the game. The game looks great. Like, I really admire the graphics, although it's a little heavy on the lights, and you can get rid of the nighttime problem by just typing in gamma 4 to the console, and then nighttime looks like daytime. But it's pretty much what I thought it was. It's the best version of these crafting survival games that were insanely popular about 5-7 years ago, and it gives you more to do than just I'm going to compare everything to Rust because that's my touch point for this, but it gives you more to do than that. There's actually like quests and things that you need to go out and accomplish. There's maybe a bit of a story to it as well. I'm just scraping the surface with 3 hours here.
Man, these people they make huge castles and shit. Man. Like really impressive stuff.
Yeah. And the server I was on, there was, I mean, not this elaborate, but there were definitely ones of these. And then of course they've got their dinosaurs that they've tamed. They've got them stabled around there. And some of them are crazy looking. Some of them are just skeletons. Some of them are like robotic, like all these different skins.
Are they there as guard dogs?
No, you can't interact with them while they're offline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was on a PvE server, so I couldn't.
Oh, okay, so your shit's safe on a PvE server when you're offline.
Well, your stuff, you can add pin codes. But yeah, I mean, I started up a game. I figured it out pretty quick. The UI was a little confusing. Like, it took me forever to find the crafting button in there. It was just tucked underneath something else. But I built a little house, built a few things. I didn't even get to the point where I started taming animals. So I think I have to feed them to get them to like me. But
were you proud of your little house?
It was all right. It was a great location. It was cliffside, great view, although I couldn't build any walls with windows.
That's what they say when you're running from dinosaurs. Location, location, location.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the retail value is just going to go up on that, especially in this market.
So mm-hmm. Did you pick this? Oh, you already had it.
I had this game.
Yeah. So you got a bunch of new content for free, basically, too, right?
Yeah. So let's see what they have for free here. They got a big, new big map that I think everyone's playing called Valguero?
Valguero, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't see a lot of people playing Ragnarok. But, yeah, it's got some free maps. It's got a bunch of DLC. Like, there's a ton of stuff to this game. This is a game for someone who has a lot of time. And I don't know. I knew, like, if I were to get into something like this, I would have to invest so much time. And it... you're kind of building up towards this payoff, but I think a lot of servers also speed up a lot of the processes. I was playing on straight vanilla server, and you do have to wait around for a lot of things.
So you basically, you can play however you like, right? If you fight the right if you find the right server and you get all the mods that you want, you can basically build the game that you want.
I just don't like all the mods.
Or it plays the way that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can change a lot of things.
Like, if you don't care about certain things, you could play ones without that or whatever.
Yeah.
Seems like it's highly customizable.
Yeah, well, the server would be, so you'd have to have the server. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, it does move a little faster than the games that I remember, too, like Rust. I remember it being forever until I felt like, oh, I got enough equipment to really do some fun stuff. Like, in this, you run out, you punch some trees, you get some wood... you get some stones, you build an axe, boom, you're ready to go. You know, you're on your way. But you also defecate a lot in this, and it's just so random. You just be running, and you'll just hear this sound effect, and it'll just little text comes up says you defecated.
Fuck. For our viewers, that means take a shit.
Yeah,
they
it's
might
a fancy word they use for that.
Yeah,
yeah, but I don't know. The game's all right. How much do they sell this for?
I think it's like $15 right now.
$17.50.
Whoa, $50? That must have been after the game officially
released. Yeah, yeah.
That the price went
up. That's happening a lot, guys. So think about this. If there's a early access title that you like, pick it up. Because the going thing now is to raise the price when it comes out.
I paid $40 with DLCs. So like the mm-hmm. with everything.
Yeah, I remember it being around $20 when it was in early access, and I think I got it as part of like a Humble Bundle thing or something.
I paid $40 because I was promised an amazing game by Dates and SOCOM, and I think I played for like 30 minutes, and then I never wanted to play it again.
Yeah,
it's a very tough genre for me to get into. The only game that I ever really truly thought was good in this genre was Subnautica. The underwater one.
Rust was good for his time for a little while.
Yeah.
Or the few weeks
but
we
all the multi Subnautica is single player, but all the multiplayer ones, they really thrive on the anything can happen notion, right? Like, you know, you could just have some crazy experience come out of nowhere, people could attack you, and you know, you and your buddies could have this huge battle. But it's not a bad game, and it's great if that's what you're looking for. But again, it's like a lot of time and a lot of, like, it's like a hangout game. You know, like you go into your world, you're hanging out there with your buddies. And that's the one thing I did kind of miss out on this, is I didn't play with people I knew. So I didn't have that experience of being part of something bigger. And I think this game, particularly more than the other ones, it pushes you more into that. Like, they have this clan system. They may call it something else, but there's... a tribe, but they really push you into groups and teamwork.
Did you kill anything, boy?
Some dodo birds. Dude, I had it out with this turtle, man. It was like this turtle, like, I thought I could kill him. He's a level one turtle. I mean, he's a pretty big guy, but I craft a spear, I run at him, I keep stabbing him, and he kills me. So I was like, okay. And when you die, you still retain like your like if you've leveled up, you lose all your equipment, anything you have in your inventory, but you retain any bonuses,
skills,
and skills you've learned where you can craft things, like all that stuff.
Can you pick that shit up back from your dead body?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't that big. Like I was crafting like an axe and a spear, like the basic stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd go craft my spear again. I'd come back and have it out round two with the turtle. And it just, it was like 3-1 turtle until I finally killed him. But
you gotta be really, this is for everybody out there. You have to be very careful when somebody's coming in fresh and you've been playing it for a long time. You can very easily ruin the experience. I remember Chad running me through ESO, and he's just like, "Oh, do this and this and this and this and this and this."
Yeah,
and I'm not experiencing, or I'm not even looking at the lush backgrounds. I'm not getting the experience. I'm being run through the game, and so you got to watch out for that stuff. It can very easily happen, especially because I mean, it happened to me a bunch of times. I build things up for people. I'm like, it's the greatest thing ever. And then you got to come check it out. And then it's all built up in their head and it's not instantly awesome. So then now I ruined it. So, I've done that a lot. So you got to be careful.
Like I was actually saying, I would have really enjoyed this game if I would have started straight up vanilla server from the very beginning, because I started off and there was guns and there was like a big ass castle and they had everything there and it was just like, here, like you can do whatever you want. And I'm like, oh,
you don't even know what you can do.
But I don't know what I can do because I don't know, because I need to start from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Like I want to find a tree and then can I chop it down?
It's like you're here, but you never started from the bottom.
Yeah. zero to 100 real quick.
Yeah, I've noticed that with Deep Rock. Like, it's almost better the less I say, because I walk a lot of people, especially new players, through that. And what I do is I try to pick a difficulty that's going to be challenging, because otherwise they're going to be bored and they're going to think the game's boring and dumb. So I try to choose something that, hey, we're probably going to lose this.
That's so
cool. Yeah, this game looks great in screenshots and even in demos, but when you actually get in there...
The graphics aren't that great. Come on.
Bobby, you shouldn't even be there, honestly. For DRG, I feel like just your presence is, because you're so good.
Yeah, but if you adjust the difficulty level, then it's like it evens that out a bit. And it also, if I'm playing the scout, like, dude, I'm just lighting things up, man. I mean, not like the metaphor. I'm literally lighting things up with a flare. But
hey, thanks, Jesus Murphy.
85. Good year, man. Year I was born.
That's when the 80s was at peak 80s. 85 really? Was
that? I feel like 84.
Yeah. All right.
83, man. If you go back and look, like if I were to list off the movies that were released in 1983, it would blow your mind. Like so many seminal movies were like 83. But yeah. It
looks so good.
And the lighting, dude. Like, the lighting is really.
When I dropped first time in server, and I'm like, oh, this looks all right. All right. Graphics, all right, heist, everything. Oh man, it still looks like shit. it doesn't look bad. No, but it's because it looks amazing. Do they edit it or something? I don't know.
Maybe it's because it's going slow. Because when you get into the game, it looks kind of like cardboard cutouts almost. Like everything has that kind of flimsy look to it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just when you see things in motion.
All right. So homework for Ray. It's a game you already played, and you already own it, so it's easy. You said that you played it, and you didn't understand what you were doing, so you quit. So now I'm going to force you to play 3 hours so you learn how to play it at FTL.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. It's one of the best games ever made, dude.
I got a funny story here. I'm at the gym the other day.
I played for like half an hour, I think.
Okay, what? Half an hour is not...
Yeah, that's not 3 hours. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't count towards your 3 hours.
Damn it. I was going to go on my Steam right now. Play 4 or 5 hours. Dude, I'm done with my homework. I didn't like it.
I'm at the gym the other day, and there's a guy on one of those little bike things in front of me, and he's got his tablet out, and he's playing a game. So I kind of peek over his shoulder. He's playing FTL right there.
On a tablet?
Yeah, on a tablet.
Because... Is it on mobile? I keep forgetting.
It's got to be on mobile. It wasn't an iPad. It was like an Android tablet. And okay. He's really into it, man. Like, he's got it there. Like, it's obviously distracting his workout. But, yeah, dude was playing FTL at the gym. Still playing that game, man. You still see it out in the wild, apparently.
See? Yeah. 0.8 hours on record.
3.8.
It's almost an hour.
Better be 3.8 by next week.
I'll play.
Oh, Bobby, did you stream Ark the whole time?
No, I didn't.
Ooh. How do we know any of this is real?
Cheater.
I could have. Cheater. I could have, but it wouldn't have been that entertaining.
Cheat.
It's not about the entertainment factor. It's
me punching a fucking turtle for.
And you know what's cool too is like,
you could have
brought up the turtle footage. I would have liked to see it.
Yeah.
During your story.
I don't have the recording set on that, but I guess I could turn it on for that.
Yeah. See, that means I'm totally not going to stream.
I don't know if FTL would be a great game to stream.
It's not.
Here's my advice.
Well, people can give you hints, though, or like help. Because all the help in the world is still not going to beat that game.
Yeah, there's a lot of random, a lot of RNG to it. But play on easy, right? Yeah, you got to do it on easy. Yeah, you're not going to beat
the game. Well, I played it on easy. Like when
I believe.
Yeah, play it on easy, unlock a ship or two, and then you can. Dude, I might play FTL this week. That sounds fun.
I think Beirut's the only one that's claimed to beat it on normal, I think, that I know of. Maybe some other people out there. But yeah, fuck.
Is that hard?
It's so hard, dude.
It's normal's a lot easier when you unlock some shit.
Yeah.
And it's random too. It's RNG. Like you just got to put in the hours and then eventually you get a good run.
That's another thing. You could look this up. This is not like, I do this a lot in roguelikes. You have to look up how to unlock these. Like the fucking Risk of Rain characters. Mm-hmm. If you didn't look that shit up, you would never fucking unlock most of them or half of them. So look up how to, once you get into it, look into, see, I'm ruining the game for him already. First thing you got to do, because the other ships, once you start learning how to fight, there's certain ships that do that specifically. Like, if you're really into boarding other ships and fighting hand to hand, you can go with the Mantis people because they're great at, so all you do is just fucking go over to the ships and kill them. But then there's ones that specialize in poison, some that
it's crazy. Like, you're telling me all this stuff, and from what I played, it was just like, you pick where you want to go, and you put, like, you click on a room.
Dude, I didn't put that much, I didn't put any thought into this game, and I still had a blast. I've put a ton of hours into this game. Their new game, Into the Breach, let's see, how much is that?
Too hard for me, man.
$750 right now.
$750. It's worth it. If you like, it's a heady game, man. A lot of thinking. It's like chess, basically, what's going on. It looks super deceptively simple, but it is not. And then you beat it, and then you unlock a new squad, and that squad plays completely unlike the other squad. And so the chess game, the rules of the chess game change. So it has a lot of... replayability.
I don't know. All the stuff you were telling me right now, the people and the this and the ship and...
They're just play it on easy. That's the only advice I have. Yeah. I don't even feel bad when I lose. Like, I've beat the game on easy, and that's the furthest I've ever made, and I don't feel bad about that. Like, playing the game is fun in itself.
Like, I got into it. That's the thing. I actually got into it. Like, I really wanted to beat, you know, I was progressing.
Don't worry, you're going to get into it. Shit. So I guess I'm not even sure. There's so many conflicting articles out there, but I think the AMD Navi cards are out, or at least they have the what do you call them? The specs or whatever.
Benchmarks.
Some benchmarks. And they put them up against the RTX Super cards. That's the RTX 2080, I think, is the top one. So the big difference here is the price. I think the top card for Radeon is for AMD is like $400.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And the top card for Nvidia is I believe $600. So there's a $200 difference there. And then if you look at the actual benchmarks, it's up to you whether or not you think that's $200 worth of difference. You know what I mean? They both have
RTX.
Yeah, they both have RTX. So I mean, what Bobby and I used to say is, like, it's hard to get away from NVIDIA because you get all the NVIDIA shit, which is really cool. Those
game-ready drivers, Shadowplay. Yeah, you're just in the ecosystem.
Which is really cool. But if you look at the trends of these two companies, it looks like NVIDIA continues to make bad moves. And it looks like AMD's making monster moves. One's trending downward and one's trending upward. So I don't know. I don't know if this is the point where we all go back to AMD or whatever. But they make a good case for you to jump over to. It's been a while since they made a card that you'd be like, maybe.
Plus, FreeSync monitors are way cheaper.
Yeah, FreeSync monitors are way cheaper. That's another thing. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right.
I wish abandoned they were, ship. I was actually waiting for the RTX 2080 Ti. I wanted a super, but they didn't.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
That's, what is it, Bobby? Usually like 8 months, a year?
Before you can never really tell, but October is when a lot of things start happening with NVIDIA.
I just want to know that when Cyberpunk comes out, I want to have
everything.
I want to have everything. Yeah. I want to have the best monitor and the best graphics card.
Yeah.
Because I want to play that. Have you seen the images, how they're saying the game's full RTX support? It looks fucking beautiful, I haven't seen man. It. I want to.
That could be a game that makes me buy an RTX card.
Seriously.
Yeah, I didn't even consider it till right now. How about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, he's making sense.
Because, dude.
Because that's not going to be a game where it's just like you need, I don't know, that'd be a game that you would really want a big high-resolution monitor and a really fast card with all the new features.
Yeah, because you're not competing. You're not, you know, you don't need those frames.
Yeah, Bobby, you just want to dip into the environment.
Mm-hmm. Bobby's going to make a Cyberpunk game. All right, rig.
God. But what if that game comes out and it's not good?
Oh my God.
It's impossible.
It's the Titanic. It's too big to sink. It's too big to fail. You sound like Billy Zane over here.
Oh, it's funny that you brought up the Titanic. I just read this thing from Cameron. He said that they found the Titanic wreckage and he always wanted to explore it, right? Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to pay for it to buy all the submarines, so he wrote a script and they made and Fox paid for everything. So he made Titanic on a whim just so he can get submarines to go. Yeah, dude, that I mean, what do you call it, humble brag or whatever, but Jesus Christ,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently so Endgame was maybe gonna make more money than Avatar.
Oh yeah,
and especially using the re-release.
Yeah,
so they released it again, trying to, you know, and they still couldn't. Avatar's. I mean,
no,
James Cameron.
I have a feeling that someone had to do with it. That a lot of articles came up like, oh, if you want to go watch it for those last like those extra 7 minutes, here's exactly what happens.
Oh yeah.
So when I read it, I was like, oh, that's not worth it. I'm not gonna go see it again.
I might go. I don't even know if it's still in there, but I want to go because Sam and I were monstrously hungover when we went to see it. Like monster, like the worst one of this year. So
it's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah,
it's of awesomeness.
Bobby. I was there at the first showing at 6 o'clock. I was there because I was like, this is going to be major spoilers. I don't want to get a single fucking spoiler. Right. First showing, 100%. I was there.
And you're glad you did it, right?
I was so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried like 5 times. So good. It was so good, and then when you like watch it again a second time, I watched it again. You're like, oh shit, fuck, it wasn't that good.
I saw Far From Home last night, two nights ago. It's good. It's as good as the first one. We're talking about Spider-Man.
That movie's making a killing right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think because it's in a void right now, right? It's not up against anything.
I don't think it's
the summer blockbusters.
I don't think it's
pretty
bad.
Big disappointment.
Yeah,
the first one wasn't bad.
Men in Black tanked pretty well.
Yeah, I know. It was good, but it wasn't, I don't know. I don't like him. I just don't like the kid.
The kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's so likable.
I don't know.
You can usually tell someone's age by what, like, who Spider-Man is to them. Like, Spider-Man's always Tobey Maguire to me. Everyone else seems like, who's this guy trying to be Spider-Man?
You know what's funny is they use the same J.J. Abrams, or J.J. Abrams, the J.J. Jameson. You know what I'm talking about? The news editor.
Oh, really?
That hates him.
Probably the same one
from Tobey Maguire. Yeah, he's in the after scene credits. Huh. Yeah,
wow. Shut
it's
up.
Funny because it's like different studios.
Don't say anything. Those are spoilers.
All right.
It's all about post. These movies suck. It's all about the post credit scenes for the next movie.
Yeah,
that's why I would go watch these movies.
They said that this is the end of this chapter.
It is the end.
This is kind of the epilogue to Endgame. So the next thing, who knows what the next thing is going to be? Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Well,
where do you start?
They just announced, I think today, Comic-Con, they're going to have an actual Marvel panel. Because first it was just Marvel games.
Oh, right.
And they were like, oh, well, they might. And then there was like the comic book stuff. Like, oh, okay. And now it's just announced. I saw it in the news. They were like, fucking actual Marvel comic, hour and a half. So they're probably going to say everything. And
yeah.
It sucks because I'm going Thursday and I'm going Sunday.
I don't have tickets for Friday and Saturday, and it's a Saturday panel, so I won't fucking be there.
Do you think they're even going to try to do another 10-year arc? Like, that was a monstrous fucking undertaking. They got it done.
I think it's just going to be like, here's the new boss, the new guy that we're going to hint all throughout in the next five movies. And you're going to be like, oh, shit, who is it? And then you'll finally see who it is, and then it'll happen all over again. And there might be some new Avengers. It might be.
I think it might be Galactus.
It might not even be. Yeah, that's what everyone's kind of thinking. But then people go, but Galactus is just too much. They're not going to defeat Galactus. It's not going to happen. He doesn't give a fuck about humans and, like, Earth. It's like, eh.
Galactus is a giant robot that eats planets. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Fuck that guy.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a big purple guy. Okay.
All right, Jeff Sunday, thanks for the subscription.
Thanks, homie.
I guess we're on to listener questions. Not a lot of news going on right now.
Mm. No.
But we do have a lot of listener questions.
I guess it's all about hardware right now. More numbers came out on those the Ryzen card. From what I read, what little I've read, it's just like Intel's got nothing to compete with this card.
Mm.
Yep. So that's going to be in your Cyberpunk rigs, by the way, guys. It's like I don't know how much this fucking card is. It's like $700. The chip.
For which one?
For the Ryzen chip.
Oh, the Ryzen chip.
It's really expensive. Mm. All right.
All right, first question from Flying Hawaiian. Which game are you guys most hyped about seeing in the next year?
Well,
like this year or the year after?
This year?
Let's say the next 365 days. Okay. And let's not say Cyberpunk.
How about just till the end of the year?
All right.
There's too many, man. There's the Wolfenstein game, the new one, Doom, and Jedi Fallen Order. Those are my big ones coming up.
In the next year. Never mind.
In the next year, Cyberpunk, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm fucking days away from playing Trover. I want to play Trover, but that's right now. What's another one? I guess I'm pretty hyped on Doom, man. Doom is my big one right now.
No, I want to play
everything, always.
Everything ever. Outer Worlds. I can't wait. It's September, I believe. Dude, I think that's the next. That's the next. Like, I want to sit down and just fucking play that, dude. Because I look at it and it's just like, it's Fallout.
Yeah.
Good. It's good Fallout. And like,
so you're freely admitting that 76 is not good. Whatever happened that the
Battle Royale?
Battle Royale.
We played it.
Yeah, you never talked about it.
Oh, no. We'll leave it. No. Damn, dude. It was fun.
What do you do? How do you spawn in? What's their?
You just did you play the Counter Strike one? We just I think Mortal does this too. You just click where you want to spawn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you just click where you want to spawn. You open up when you open up the drawers or whatever. Uh-huh. All the stuff's in there. The vault. I mean, like the power armor is the actual the best armor you can get, right. And they have wooden armor. They have like a little.
Metal is it 100 players or?
No, it's less. I forgot how many it was.
And there's not 100 people playing anyway.
No, yeah, there is, dude. It's getting better.
There's a good amount of people that play that game.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's Fallout.
Yeah,
but it was. I don't know, man. There's Daniel really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it with him. When I played solo, I didn't enjoy it. I was like, oh, this kind of sucks. And then
you weren't being carried.
And then I played. Yeah, right. and then we played, and then I played with someone, and then I think the B played too, or Beef, and since we had a little squad going, it was fun.
Yeah,
it
would be fun.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
But it was fun because I was with my friends, you know, and you were in Fallout, and we're like trying to kill other people, you know. So it's kind of cool. So you see these other like vault people, and you're like, "Fuck you!" And we're trying to kill them. That was neat, you know. But it's not a great BR.
Yeah,
it's really not.
Gotcha. And what was you were so excited about the NPCs. What, like, did it change anything?
They're not in yet.
Oh, they're not in yet.
No.
Okay.
No, they're not in yet. They'll probably be like November because it's just year two.
Gotcha.
You know, so once those get in there, man, it's going to be Fallout again. You know, you're going to have a whole story, then you're going to have an end game.
Are they saying that?
That's what it is, man.
All right. We'll see.
All right. Presaro asks if you each had to design a dungeon, even just a single chamber, for the other DLG casters to get through, what would the trap, treasure, and boss be?
Hmm. This would take more. You can't make that up on the spot.
So what? We're designing a dungeon or even just a chamber that one of the other people on this show would have to go through. And it needs to have a trap, a treasure, and a boss. I don't know. Boss? Maybe a troll. That's been difficulty. That's been difficult lately. I've been having trouble with trolls getting across their bridges.
I would, for Bobby, I would have, like, his boss would be something he has to show affection to. And he'd have such a hard time figuring it out. He'd like be stuck there
forever. Turing test or something? Yeah.
It's just a teddy bear, and he's stabbing it. He's throwing fireballs at it. It's not dying. All he had to do was hug it.
Okay, what's the treasure? What am I trying to get here?
Batteries.
Batteries. The newest lithium ion batteries.
For you to function another couple of years. And the trap is typing games and a bunch of games. Yeah. You just really want to play them.
It's just a pit of old shitty movies.
It's like he just has to walk to it, but he's like, oh man, I kind of gotta.
It's like a $2 thing at Walmart. It's like, ooh, Time Cop.
All right. My God. It's like the trap is like you get to own like GOG or something and mm-hmm. all the old school games.
For Chi, you wouldn't need a boss or a trap or anything.
See, I think I got one for Chi here. Okay. All right. The treasure is Half-Life 3.
Okay.
Or Left 4 Dead 3.
Left 4 Dead 3.
Left 4 Dead 3. The trap is it's on the Epic Game Store. And the boss is just superfluous at this point. We don't even need it.
Doesn't matter. Nailed it. Mine for Chi was just a room with a door in it, and it's just seeing if she ever gets the motivation to walk through it. Her follow through is at a strong 15%. So I'll get around to it.
I would. Ray would have a point and click boss. Oh, fuck that.
All right. Jeff Sunday asks, does bandwidth allow for a feed of the video version of the podcast? It would be nice to be able to watch offline and alternate between listening and viewing without losing my place. So I think you can do video on an RSS feed. I know on the Twit network, they used to do that. They used to have a video podcast of like This Week in Computer Hardware and some of their other podcasts.
My buddies, they have a podcast called Writer's Block Party Podcast where it's,
that's a pretty good name.
You know, right?
Yeah.
And what they do is they have to write a TV show, a movie, or just, you know, and they're giving, like, you have a cup of coffee, you know, and they always have a guest, and they're like, go. So they started, like, shooting the shit and whatever.
Okay.
Pretty cool. But when you click on their podcast on Apple, the other day I noticed that it started playing and you can watch it.
Where are you clicking on their podcast? Is it on their website or on iTunes?
There it is, iTunes, the Apple one.
Just playing straight through there, huh?
Yeah, you just click. Huh. You click on the podcast, and the video comes up.
I wonder where that's being hosted from. We got to figure this out. But today is the, like I said at the top of the show, this is the first day that we're recording video. So hopefully we're going to throw that.
Yeah, we'll look into it. I mean, it'd probably be really low resolution, but still on mobile would be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know it's possible. I've seen it done. And we could probably figure out how to do it. And if we do start recording the shows here, then
it'll be make it much easier. I think the show's ready to go as is. I think that's fine for YouTube. But anyway.
I think we need come on, guys.
We need a little work. All right, Shadow Master asks, I have been playing with a controller for years now, and I'm trying to transfer my skills onto the keyboard and mouse. How should I do that?
Just start playing. Play Half-Life 2.
Yeah, play a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Even if it's a single-player one.
Yeah, especially a single-player one, so you can go at your own speed. That's how I've started my... any friends that I got into PC gaming, I always start them off with Half-Life 2.
Yeah, start
off. Oh, and if you can play Half-Life 2, you can play like 70% of games.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They almost all have this. Even racing games have the same, you know?
I guess.
It's something with that WASD and, you know, crouches C or control.
Just go straight to Apex Legends, man. He'll do it.
See, he'd die so much that it would never work.
He'd get frustrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Play Half-Life 2 on easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the subscription, Gandalf the White Guy.
Hey. Wait, what's that thing on next to the drill bit? On
That's not Amazon Prime. Oh, that's a 2 month subscriber.
No, the little arrow.
Cheer. Oh, he's top cheer in the chat room.
Wow.
Drill bit, dropping the bits. All right, kind of a big deal says, hey, so MMOs are so far in my rearview mirror, I can't even see them, but WoW is still a thing. I stumbled across Shadowbringers Final Fantasy 14 while browsing Steam. What do you guys think? I was just reading a forum post about that, like, you know, what are the good MMOs that are still out there? And the big one was, of course, WoW, but also a surprisingly amount of people were mentioning Final Fantasy 14, which I've never played, never touched, but...
She played it, I think, extensively.
I played it a lot.
It's a weird game, right?
Yeah, it's just very... I can't figure out the word.
You played 14 or 11?
11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think it's the same, right? It's the same shit.
I don't know.
There's only... I mean, WoW, obviously, but there's only one MMO that I always think about. Maybe I should play that again. That's Guild Wars 2, and I don't know why. Something about that game. It's just so different from WoW.
It's beautiful. Beautiful
game. It's a great looking game. I liked how they had the whole attack abilities that would combine with other people. Like, it was kind of cool. You got XP for doing anything, so if you really wanted to be just someone who stays in town and, like, crafts stuff, like, you get XP for that, too.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of going about an MMO.
Elder Scrolls Online, I think it's a really solid game.
That's another one that's got me interested, too, honestly.
Yeah, because that one actually isn't that much of an MMO, I feel like. It's just like a really cool action, like an adventure game. It doesn't feel that much like an MMO to me. It doesn't feel too...
Yeah, once you remove the MMO label, I think you enjoy
it. Yeah, because like Final Fantasy, those MMOs are very, very... I don't know. I can't think of the word. It's old, not old school MMO. Like, just very strict, maybe. Like, the way it plays is just very technical, you know? I don't know. I can't think of it.
Bobby, two things. One, did you spend your DLG bonus money on Steam yet? And if so, what? Because the sale's going to be over soon.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting until, like, the very end. The sale's over on June 9th, so we got a few more days. I keep thinking I'm going to buy the... supporter pack for Deep Rock, but I'm like, why? It'd be cool to give him some money.
Yeah, you know? That's yeah.
Yeah, but I really don't care about the cosmetics or like the little bonuses, like getting a little icon next to my name.
Yeah. And then
here's what, dude, I'm thinking about just buying Wolfenstein for $30, Youngblood, $30. I may just grab that. But that South Park is super cheap. So I don't know.
And then the other thing is, I went to your profile to see like what you had been playing, something for the show notes. I forgot why I was there. And there was like six games that you've never mentioned that you've played. And so
really, what games?
They might have been they were like weird games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably card farming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Controlled Pairs. Thank you for the subscription.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, there is one game that I keep. Because I'm not buying anything unless I'm going to play it. And there is one game that I actually kind of want to play, Mutant Year Zero.
Yeah, dude, I want to play that.
Oh, so...
Somebody is in... I think I don't, Emu Killer's been playing
I don't,
it.
Because remember I was telling you guys, I never play these kinds of games.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And...
I was already thinking that your next home is going to be XCOM.
But, like, this one was just kind of like... this was XCOM, but I kind of like this... little
weirdness
better.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about playing another Shadowrun game, and I'm like, I already played two, and they just blend together because they're practically the same thing. But this looks like that, but just a completely different world. Graphics look cool. Like, this just looks like a cool game that I'd
really
get into.
Access.
I was just going to tell you, Emo Killer suggested it to me.
Yeah.
He's been playing it a lot lately. It's on Origin Access.
And also Xbox Game Pass.
He also let me know that he still listens. He just doesn't have time to be on the Discord.
Yeah. Maybe I will. Maybe I will check this out. That's the one I've really been thinking about.
How much is it, Bobby?
$20.99.
I was actually remembering. I played XCOM, but it was a demo on the console, so I never even played it on PC. I just put a demo of it, and I was like, oh, okay.
I really top of my fucking list of shit I want to go back and play is XCOM 2.
You know what it is? It's this whole Divinity thing, and we can only play that game together. So I'll be sitting around being like, man, I want to play Divinity, but I want to play a game like that. But
I want to play Divinity. I really want to try it, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to play Baldur's Gate 3, and that'll be like my intro to this type of game.
That, yeah, that's good. It's probably good. Well, I mean, It can't be better.
Like, every time we play that, I just think about how, like, this is like,
it can't
dude,
be better
nerds
than
the 80s, like, who played Dungeons and Dragons must have just been dreaming about, like, this is what they are visualizing in their heads. Like, they just nailed D&D so well just in that game.
We've been thinking about, we don't have time for this. We always think about fucking doing all kinds of stuff, but Ray and I were talking about maybe playing some D&D if there's some.
Well, even at the TwitchCon house, I don't know if we could get in a campaign during then, but they take
time,
a long
time, man.
No.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're short enough for that.
I doubt anyone's gonna want to be like, all right, guys, let's sit down and play some D&D. That. I'm drunk as fuck.
Yeah. But you can play. There's like D&D online or whatever you play. It's almost like playing in person with little papers and everything and the drawn out maps and stuff. But it's all, I've done it before with Zap. Anyway, if there's some GM out there that doesn't mind taking the time to teach us from the ground up, I think we'd all check it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beef already bought the starter thing and he wants to play with
it. But that's in person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's four. That's three people.
Yeah.
All right. Controlled Pairs says, deep question for the next show. Why PC gaming? What is it about PC gaming that makes it preferred or superior to console gaming? What is it about gaming in general that has motivated you guys to continue to pursue it as a hobby and a passion, even going so far as to start a podcast?
What's the meaning of life? Well, the reasons are becoming less and less and getting blurrier and blurrier. It used to be that we had the best multiplayer and you could mod your games. Those were the two big things. But now you can do that on consoles. And then everything's coming out on everything except for Sony that's doing pretty well with those exclusives. So it's not even... For me, one, it's just... I like that I have this workstation. And everything from my work to my gaming and everything is just right there. It's like my window to the world, right?
All right.
There's that... Everybody's always impressed when they come and they check out my screen and stuff. It's fucking cool having this because you don't see it anymore. Everybody's on laptops. If you have a computer, you're generally on a laptop if you're not a gamer. And then people walk into my, you know, garage and they're like, what the fuck is this thing? This thing's like 40 pounds, my tower and stuff. That's fun. I like the indie titles. I, you know me, I play all these fucking roguelikes. I would have never played any of those if I was a Sony guy, I'd probably be going from like, $60 title to $60 title to $60 title.
That's all I did.
Yeah. And here you get to, for $60, you can try like five or six different games. They're not all going to be winners, but every once in a while you pull out that one gem and you play it for fucking as long as you, and you might even enjoy it. I think these AAA titles get bogged down with, they forget the fun factor. And that's all these little indie titles are. They're just trying to be fun a lot of times. Or they're testing out new things. Anyway, I think it went too long.
Okay. Talking. For me, it was, I was always console. And it was always first person shooters. But what got me into PC was just, Counter-Strike. And then I realized how much better I was at aiming with a mouse than I am with a controller. Even though when I went from Counter-Strike, and all the PC gaming, and then I was like, I just couldn't afford any more upgrades for my PC, and I couldn't play anything anymore. And I just went, you know what, fuck it, $300, I got a console, and I just went to like Xbox. I have great aim with the controller, not anymore.
It's
starting to go away.
Yeah.
But I was playing like Call of Duty with Drew the other day, and we were playing the Xbox, and I was still kicking ass, you know.
But what brought you back? The second time to PC gaming. You were originally a PC gamer, then you went to console, and then what brought you back the second, or yeah, this current time? What made you go buy that $3,000 PC? Was it PUBG?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It was PUBG. It was, you showed me King of the Hill first, King of the Kill, where your pad.
I don't remember that.
And,
what was that?
It was just some random night where I just came over and you guys were drinking and then you were like, Ray, you got to check out this game. And I'm like, all right, dope. And I sat down on Chad's computer, and Chad was chilling in the living room. You were playing it, and then me and Chad were just kind of switching.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, dude, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, holy shit, like, Battle Royale, what? And that really, like, okay. And then the VR, what I've always wanted all my life.
Yeah.
And
did you play it at my house before you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So I'm basically the reason you're a PC gamer again.
No.
No, well, yeah, kind of, because I saw it again. I saw it because, like, I would see other people have it, like, you know, oh yeah, I still game on PC, and it's like, oh, your shit sucks. And like, when I went over to your pad, I was just like, ah, oh, man, this guy still games, and I was seeing all these games on there, and you were playing Doom 2016. I was just like,
oh, that's the one. I remember that.
And
that's the game I would show.
And you're like, Ray, I'm loving this shit, man. Look at this. And I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome. And I was like, ah.
And then, it was kind of a domino effect.
Yeah. And I bought it for console. I got it for the PS3. I mean, PS4. And I was playing it. And it just, I was like, I bet it's better on fucking mouse. Cause, you know, it gives me my mind. And I'm like, I have better aim on a fucking mouse. And yeah, dude, I fucking got it again, and it just felt like home, man. It's just,
and not just that too, but the distance you are from your screen makes a huge difference for me too.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you're playing from over here, but it's way over there. I got my I'm such a fucking nerd. It's almost VR, dude. I got the wide screen, and I'm all close, and I'm playing Doom, and I feel like I'm inside the game. It's a lot more immersive.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're right there.
It really is.
You're almost at the eyeballs of the character's eyeballs.
I wish I could have that monitor for me to play, like, you know, like Counter-Strike or play, like, PUBG or Apex. Right. But, you know, it's not convenient for me because I don't want to have that whole scope because I'm doing this, and that help when you're playing competitively.
This just popped into my head. Can you, like, downscale CSGO on that monitor?
It doesn't look good. You have to have like a, when the monitor has too many pixels and then you make it like 1080, mm-hmm. The quality just really, really looks shitty.
Okay.
You have to actually have like, because I have my 1080p monitor, which is like 240 hertz. That's all for competitive stuff.
Right.
And when I play Apex, I put all my graphics down because I want those 240 frames.
Right, right.
And if not, you know, if I'm playing, you know, like Metro, right, which I still haven't beat. I don't know if I was having so much fun with it. That's on my 1440, like ultra everything, and like, you know.
But how do you switch those out?
You just change.
You physically move one out of the way and put the other one there?
No. I just turn. I look this way, right?
Gotcha.
But the mouse is what brought me to PC, and I feel like PC gaming is superior. It's just funny, just the controls.
And Bobby, I'll answer this one for you. It's clearly the movies. They keep you around.
It's clearly the typing simulators and the typing games.
You can't play
and
a typing game on a console.
You can't point and click on a console, guys. Come on.
Have you ever tried to play a typing game on a console, guys?
Oh, wait. They had Typing of the Dead on the Dreamcast.
Did they? How'd they do it?
The words would come up and be like, lame. You killed a zombie. You type in lame or whatever.
No, I know, but you said it was on the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast had a keyboard, dude.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't remember.
You went online. Fantasy Star Online, dude.
Oh.
Wow. Recycled, thank you for the subscription.
A lot of subs today.
Have you heard his mic? He got like his new setup.
No.
I was just chilling and he goes in and he said something and I thought someone just put like a sound bit or something fucking with me, like some radio disc jockey.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, some fucking retards on here. Like and I'm like, oh, what's up, dude?
So you're saying he sounds really good?
Yeah, he sounds great, man. Okay. It sounds amazing. Yeah, fucking crisp. And then he had like little effects on it. Well, like echo on it.
Oh, reverb. Gotcha.
Put some reverb on it. It sounded hilarious.
All right, next one from Dusk Thorn. This is a long one. I've been listening to the podcast since about January, and I think Ray is my spirit animal. Out of everyone on the podcast, I feel like I can relate to him the most. His taste and take on games is very similar to my own. A lot of the things he says in the podcast, I end up finding myself saying things like, yes, exactly, and I literally just said that. Just wanted to give a shout-out to him and say keep being awesome. You all do an amazing job with the podcast. Keep me entertained on a weekly basis while I drive around during work. Thank you guys for that. Hope to game with you guys sometime. Sound like it would be a lot of fun.
I like the first comment on that.
I know, Jazz, right?
Yeah. It's like a nice double account there.
Nice big account, Ray. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, dude. We should game. We should game. That'll be fun.
We're always on there.
Yeah, dude.
We're the most accessible fucking podcasters ever.
I'll just be on Hangout. I'll just like, I'll just be there. Just chilling. And someone will come in, call me a dumbass, and then get out.
Ray and I will. Bobby's hard to find.
Yeah.
All right. Next one from Hingle McCringleberry. For my question, allow me to set the scene. Congratulations. It's 2020, and for the first year, you are allowed to play one. Or for this year, you are allowed to play one game for the entire year. What would that game be, and why? Huel has responded, probably Fortnite, so he's obviously banned. Well, dude, Cyberpunk. I don't know, dude. I feel like I'm overhyping the game now. But
no, it can't be Cyberpunk there's only so many things you can do. Well, no, because they're gonna have
Oh man,
can you play that for a whole year?
I don't know.
That'd be tough. Could you play The Witcher for a whole year?
Probably not a whole year.
Not a whole year. No,
that'd be rough.
It'd be hard. I
played that shit on console.
It's my answer for everything. Binding of Isaac. I know that I'm not gonna run out. Of content. I can't. I'm not good enough to get all the content, but it's fun trying.
I was going
to
say CSGO, but then I said, you know what? Fuck it. I can probably play Fallout 76 for like, and just in like, and if that was my only option.
Like Ark might be a good choice. A game like Ark. Because you can just dump millions of hours into it.
I was actually wondering.
Ask Cricket.
When you play Ark, because I know it evolves, right? You start off as a caveman and then.
Is that a joke there?
No. No joke. It's just you start off as a caveman, then you end up as like, you know, you actually have guns and shit.
Yeah.
How does that
happen?
Like
evolution, man.
I know, right? Depending on the server, how many days does it take on the server for you to go from one, like from the fucking, you know, Ice Age or whatever, to go from like Neanderthal or whatever you are into like, you know,
King of the Castle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was wondering that. And can you go back? No, right? You just
start a new character.
You have to go. See, fuck that game.
Warconius says all the seasons of Dynasty. I wasn't even going to bring it up, man. I wasn't even going to bring up Dynasty this episode, but you did it. It probably would take you a year because, dude, those seasons are like 30 episodes long, man. Like, they just went overboard with it. It's crazy. But I don't know what game, and it's hard to say an online game because if a game's getting constant updates, of course you could play it for a year. But what single game, just like out of the box, would have someone playing for a full year?
Not online.
Yeah, not online.
Yeah, Binding of Isaac. Easy. Yeah,
Binding of Isaac. I guess you could do. It would have to be a game that has some sort of RNG to it. Some sort of what do they call that? Where the environment's randomly made up. You know, it would have to have that just to keep it fresh.
Right.
No, yeah.
It wouldn't have to. I mean, you could play an offline, right?
Yeah, offline. I mean, like a huge RPG, but even the biggest RPGs are like 60 hours, 80 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know, a few 100% of them, maybe.
I don't know. I'd probably play like...
Procedurally generated, that's what I was looking for.
I don't know. I would, if you were on a desert island, because it's, you know...
That's the next one, right?
Yeah. So Hinks asks, what's your desert island game of choice? And just as a bonus, what other item would you take with you?
I would... get one of those like sexy games on the Steam, and then I would take a fleshlight with me.
Oh my god.
I would go with Binding of Isaac, and I would take a trophy.
And a fleshlight.
What's funny is
you could literally take Binding
of Isaac. No, that's not an item.
You could take Binding of Isaac on like, because it's like 100 megs or something, but you could take that on like a Raspberry Pi 4 and a flash drive, and like, there you go, dude. Like, you literally could make that happen.
Probably a lighter.
I would take The Sims.
Or no, but then it runs out.
No, there's those. It's like a piece of metal, and all you have to do is scrape it.
Flint,
yeah,
the flint and steel.
That's probably been the most important.
Nah, I play.
No fleshlight. I'll rub it.
The Sims.
I'll start fires with my fleshlight.
The Sims and the fleshlight.
Yeah,
because like if you think about it, you're playing that game. It'll be to the point where you wake up and you'll be like. Oh, I wonder what Margaret's doing today. You know, like, hey, Margaret, how you doing?
Would. The Sims is a good answer. It would keep you sane.
Yeah, like, right.
That's how you would have to do it.
You would actually start understanding them now. It'd be
dubba dubba. You get rescued and you're like only speaking that language. I know. Well, you only speak Sim. Do we have a Sims translator here?
Flying would come over because I think that guy played it for like he had like a million hours on The Sims.
We found the guy on an island. Oh, what happened? We left him there. He was fucking crazy, man.
Wow. All right. Man, there's a lot of listener questions this week. Good job, guys.
Yep.
All right. What's everyone playing next week?
What lies are we telling them because we don't play the game you say we are?
Well, Bobby does. I'm gonna put it in stone here. Movie of the week's gonna be The Wizard with Fred Savage. 1980, we'll find the year on that, but just make sure everyone's on board.
89.
1989. Keeps going to The Wizard of Oz. I'm 1989. All right. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to keep playing. I got to get into something new. I'm definitely reaching burnout point on Deep Rock, so I've got to find something new here.
If you want, Bobby, I'll start a ESO character with you.
I don't even have ESO. I got a free copy and I gave it to Lab Monkey, actually.
How much is it right now?
I don't know.
Oh, plus I'm playing elsewhere right now.
Hey, but with ESO, if I buy elsewhere, because wasn't there like another expansion that came out before in between Morrowind and...
Yeah, Somerset. I don't think you need it, though.
So if I buy elsewhere, do I get everything else?
We went through this the other day.
Includes the Elder Scrolls Online base game, Elsewhere, Morrowind, and Somerset.
Yeah, you get everything for $60.
$60 is everything. Base game is $10.
But if you pay $10, then that's enough to find out whether or not you want to invest the rest of that money. You know what I mean?
Wait, so I have to pay $60? I already have everything else. Can I just
buy not it? You. What? I'm just talking about people in general. Like Bobby has nothing.
How much is Elsewhere solo?
I think it's $60.
Yeah, it's $60. But you just happen to get everything with it. Or I think if you have Elder Scrolls, then Elsewhere is $40. Yeah, I paid $40.
You know what? I might just buy Elsewhere with everything, and then I'll just give my brother my old account, and he can just... Because he's been wanting to play it.
Mm. Hmm. Or make him pay the $60.
No, because then I wouldn't have Elsewhere.
No, gotcha.
How much are you using your Origin account these days, Emilio?
I loaded it up the other day just to see what was on there that that looked good. And the Dungeons 3, I actually installed it. I think it's called Dungeons 3. It's a game where you're the bad guy and the heroes come to your dungeon. And and I've always wanted to play one of those. Sounds awesome.
That's cool.
So whenever I get around to it,
I was just wondering because I was thinking about using it to play the Tropical. Mutant Zero.
Mm. Oh yeah, you can use it anytime.
Okay, I might check that out this week. I'm really itching for that type of game.
But don't spend that money before the sale's over, dude. Because
but if you already got the game, dude, that's the reason we have these subscriptions, man.
But like things that you can't buy or get on a subscription, pick it up because you're gonna miss out when the sale's over.
I don't know. I'm probably just gonna end up getting Youngblood because I mean that's 100%. I'm playing that.
But that's gonna be $30 when it comes out.
Yeah, I know.
You're not taking advantage of the sale.
Yeah, but if there's nothing I want to play on the sale, then
the entire library of Steam, there's nothing you can find.
Yeah, there's one.
There's a monster truck game that looks pretty sweet.
I bought a...
That's not on sale either.
Yeah, I only bought a Pavlov or whatever it's called. The, VR version of Counter-Strike.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I like that Ray compiled every game he wants on VR. It was $350.
And I was like, who wants to donate?
Yeah.
I want all those games on there, dude. They're fucking sick. And, I want to play Trover. That's like my number one. I really want to play this week.
Just buy Trover then.
Yeah. So Trover's happening. And then I was thinking, I want Fallout 4 because I want to play it, but you have it.
I have it.
But then you're on Steam and Fallout is in a half hour game. If I play Fallout, I'll be
playing. It's not good though. Huh? Skyrim's the one that was good.
But I want to play Fallout.
I mean, you can. Bobby bought it for me actually. And it's just for some reason, it doesn't work as well as Skyrim. I don't know. Maybe they fixed it now.
Really?
But yeah, when I was playing it,
people complained a lot about both of them.
Yeah, Skyrim, I was reading because they are saying Skyrim was the better one of both of them. But you have to, they say it looks like shit, so you have to mod it. You have to mod it so you can get the nice graphics
Skyrim.
On it.
That's just Skyrim.
If you want to learn how to mod Skyrim, I made a video. It's like one of the worst videos ever, but it's there.
No, but this whole week I'm going to be indexed out probably, just playing all index games. So.
Oh, that's true. And?
Oh, nice.
FTL.
Can you play it on the index?
Hey, are you going to pick up that thing so you can play the old games? The Nintendo emulator?
Oh, that's on there?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Fucking, I don't know. Go in our show notes.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, there's so much good
shit. There's so much stuff.
Sens VR.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much new shit. VR.
There is a game called, not Duck Hunt, but Duck Hunter or Hunter or something like that in VR. It's a 3D Sens VR. But I kind of want to play that. Like, have you seen that VR game?
Which one?
Duck Hunt?
No.
Or Duck Hunter? Or is it Duck Hunt? Duck game? No. Wait, go back to Duck.
Duck game?
No, Duck game. Go back to Duck. Duck season. I don't know what it is, but it has the dog from Duck Hunt over there grabbing a dog. And there's a kid. Something about your mom rents you Duck Hunt or something.
Yeah.
And then so you're playing it, but then you're like, it gets so all weird, trippy man. And weird.
Yeah.
I want to. Wow. So this one's
how much is this?
$12.
What are the reviews?
Very positive.
It's pretty good. It looks trippy, man.
Yeah, I want to give this one a shot.
You're playing as a kid that's playing Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, but then like all this stuff starts
happening. Surreal shit starts happening. Weird.
Yeah.
What the fuck? All right.
I don't know. It looks cool as fuck, man. I really want to try it. So I'm buying that and Trover.
Trover should be good.
And then I got and then I
bought need is Trover. Just buy Trover. That's it, dude. Trover's, that's all you need.
Trover's 6 hours, dude. I'll end up beating it.
After you're done with it, then you buy something else.
Yeah.
Don't buy $300 worth of shit.
No, I'm buying Visage too. Plus I never beat Arizona Sunshine. So
do you play Visage in
VR? No, VR? I wish, man. No, that'd be dope. I bought Visage already though, so I wanna stream that one of these days.
Cool. What am I gonna be playing? But try to get Just Cause 4 working, I guess, some more. What is the other one? Maybe I'll play that Dungeons game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Divinity with Bobby.
Yep. And Chi will not be joining us next week, right? Either, no. She's going to be out of town.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But then after that, she will be back.
Yep. Cool. Is that it?
That's a show.
Speaking for Bobby, not Chi, Ray, and myself, we're talking about VR titties. Bye bye.
I do want Raw Data.
Huh?
Raw Data. Oh. It was that one that came out from the Oculus. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, if you end up getting like a VR. The Oculus, you just plug it into your PC, you don't need light boxes.